a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
They're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I wanted to know if any of your guests use their bicycles to go to and from work, and then I could hang up and listen to the answer.
Noise.
Wow.
And people wonder why we're reluctant to take phone calls. You know, I mean, the calls have actually been getting better recently. Hopefully it's not anybody who's too stupid or abusive. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you? Good evening.
Okay.
I've been an avid cycler for most of my life, and I remember when I was a kid during the Koch administration, they tried implementing bicycle paths.
Oh?
So the Koch administration had the political will to do something like this?
Well, that was Ed Koch. It was a dynamic personality, and it wasn't him alone, because he did have Councilman Robert Spiewak as an ally for you guys, and I'll never forget this as long as I live. He had a nice German-made unicycle that he actually rode around the council chambers.
Wow. Indeed. My goodness.
He rode his unicycle around yelling, "I have bloody stools." And then he farted.
Well, the part of it is true.
Wow, the Koch did put in this infrastructure?
Yeah.
Maybe another caller can shed some more light on this situation. You're on the air.
Hi, I just want to follow up that caller who was a little obnoxious, but it's true that under Koch, they did put those lanes in.
What about the unicycle in the city council?
I don't know anything about that.
I think that's his fevered imagination.
He
started out pretty good.
He started out right, but...
Oh, hold on a second. What
the hell are we playing?
Where's Ron Koch?
Where's Billy Bush?
Hey, who's going to win? Who's going to win the part? Who's going to play? Who's going to be Greece?
Yeah. I did that on purpose, Mike. Really, I did because
hey guys,
we have a brand new hit record.
Oh, good.
I really don't know if it's good enough to use as the opening of a show type song. I'm not even really sure of the artist. It's one of those things, Stars of Tomorrow Today, that came across our desk, and the Golden Ear says yes.
Feel me strength to fight temptation. Lord, lead me.
I don't often stop down to play something new.
Right.
Plain as day,
give this a ditty a chance.
You shall not lay, Lord, you are my strength. Fill me with your love. Help me fight these feelings. And help me rise above. Lord, help them hear me and make clear my voice.
What do you think of it so far?
So far, it sounds very open-minded.
I love the Christian rock.
Just wait. Oh, dear. Oh, my.
Man.
Oh, dear. What happened to that open mind?
I believe
the door just closed.
I didn't know if...
Is this a legitimate record or...
There's the door.
Like one of those Christian groups? Is that what that
God
is?
God hates fags.
Oh, my God. Wow. Such a pretty little melody.
Kind of Bruce Hornsby-ish.
Very much so.
That is, what, from YouTube?
It's its own website. Isn't that the theme to Grey's Anatomy?
Jesus.
Starting this week, yes.
Oh, it just restarted. Okay, well, we'll come back to that later. You know, that might
be... Is that a guy or a gal singing that?
I was a guy, Mike.
A manly man.
I was a totally 100% heterosexual man.
Sounds like he might have some issues.
On another day, that might be funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking about Barbaro today.
The Don and Mike Show.
We all are.
Nothing funny about that, Jackson.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What do you think, Larry?
Boring.
Okay.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also weak arms.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
I know. Where's
Big Ed?
Oh, here he is.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Hi, Jeb.
Connie, what's happening, y'all, you tools out there? Don and Mike show. And it's a stinking Tuesday. Our phone number is 877-365-3636. Well, the kids are calling right now and saying that is wicked. That the hit song God Hates Fags is wicked.
Wicked.
Post request.
It's wicked good.
Wicked good. Very New England expression.
The Don and Mike pick the click. Yeah, we're going to have to start with Barbaro here.
Don, can I be the very first one on the show to say thank you, Barbaro? Jeez.
You know, this type of crap wasn't doled out when Gerald Ford died.
No.
Wasn't doled out, as far as I can tell. Who's the last really great person that died?
James Brown.
Mike, I said great. And plus, keep it in Rob's room. How about the Pope? Everybody think that he was a good man?
Yeah.
Just a man, flesh and bone?
That's right.
Pope John Paul.
When he croaked?
Pretty big deal.
You didn't read stuff like you're reading about this stupid future hamburger.
The tribute. It amazed me today. And with, you know, I don't want to get too heavy, but if you had, you know, how many people that have lost their lives in the war and you just see something like this and it pisses me off.
Yeah. Give me a moment because that is addressed in the many, many editorials have been posted in newspapers across America.
Sally Jenkins of the Washington Post. Fight me.
Just the tip of the iceberg.
God.
We could do all of that in uno momento. Today's entire show dedicated to Barbaro.
And not even a dog. I'm sorry, but not even an animal that can really communicate with
horse. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you guys are awesome, man. I love the God Hates Fags thing.
I told you, all the kids are calling and saying it's a wicked hit.
Who is that by?
That is by Clay Aiken.
Of course.
Okay, bye.
We're not going to get into the details as to why he likes it or grill him right now.
We don't need to.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
I think it could be considered the first in celebrity death list. Let's pick two more. I think Larry King would be on the top of my list for the next one.
Boring.
Maybe Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis, the puppeteer?
Or Jerry Lewis, the telephone guy?
Both.
With a horse?
Isn't Sherry Lewis gone?
I believe she is.
Sherry Lewis is already passed.
Right. All right, well, hold on. Let me turn off this Grateful Dead. Like all of their songs, it just like it never ends.
It's one big jam.
Okay, here we go.
Big hothead jam.
Although I did like that video when that was out. Isn't that the one that had all the skeletons?
Probably that's right. It. Yes.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Kind of prophetic.
Also, please remind me at some point. Oh, and hey, feeling better. That stuff that starts with a Z.
Oh, good.
Really does help if you feel. If you feel like
Zycam,
if you feel a cold coming on, as I did yesterday,
right.
Yeah, go home, take some of that stuff.
You got any with you?
No, I don't, Mike.
Okay.
No, I don't. But I'm fresh to kiss today.
Oh, really?
I don't think I got any germs. I think it was knocked right out, and I have already brushed my teeth 3 times today.
Wow.
And last night,
I fell asleep.
Oh, no.
Shock.
I didn't brush my teeth.
Shock.
I did.
I didn't. Shocked.
No, I'm not saying I fell asleep. It was a conscious decision not to.
Oh.
But, you know, it was 11-ish. The local news was lulling me to sleep. Mm-hmm. I was in my underwear, in bed, after a lovely evening of TV watching, and I just said to myself, no.
Couldn't make it on time.
I just couldn't. I said, why? Why am I going to do this?
It's only a dental future, Mike. Anyway, that stuff with the Z. What's the name of it, Robbie?
Isn't it Zycam?
I think so.
I just said that. I just said Zycam.
Yeah, but yesterday, I'm sorry. At some point yesterday,
is he more medically sound than I am? I mean,
he remembers things better than you do.
I got my whole physical.
Is he a sponge or is he not a sponge?
He is a sponge.
Yesterday, we were having
a sponge for every hate group in America.
We were having a discussion about what the product might be, and I believe I said, like, Zycam or. And then you said Zoloft.
I never said Zoloft. Zyrtec and Zyban. We talked about a lot of them.
I said Zipramax.
You came up with something yesterday.
At the end, I might have said Zycam.
Anyway.
Because I have Zycam.
Stuff works.
I've got the Zycam allergy spray.
Stuff really works. You just put it on your tongue, dissolve, and boom, boom, you're good to go.
Wow.
You are absolutely good to go.
Wonderful. Matter of fact, I have Zycam in my car.
Tell you something about that you're just showing off now because you have that German car.
No, I don't have the German car.
Zycam. I thought that was something that came. This is a German car.
I think that's an American product.
Comes in Zycam. I was just trying to goof on your car.
Well, no, but I don't. I think I might have Zycam in both cars, as a matter of fact.
Well, then run out and take it.
Well, I don't need it now.
Does your car ever get sick?
My car never gets sick. No. No. It never gets sick, Rob. Thank you, though. The car doesn't have the sniffles.
I have that OnStar thing.
Yes.
In my car, where it emails me.
What are you applauding about that for?
That's a great product.
He's wound up to that. He really is wound up. I signed up for this thing that ended up being a pain in the ass, where it says it'll send you a diagnostic check.
Right.
Through your email machine.
Uh-huh.
And it's great, except I keep getting emails saying, from your car.
Right. Yeah, that's cool.
And really, after the first one that said you need to change your oil in like 20,000 miles, beyond that, it's pretty much just a message from your car.
That's right. Neat.
Yeah, but it's worthless information.
So it doesn't tell you anything of any value? It doesn't give you, like, the levels or anything like that?
I don't know how my spam filter is going to deal with it, because I put a couple of them under the spam.
Okay.
You know, they all come from OnStar. The one that said, change your oil in 20,000 miles, I kept right. that. But the one after that said,
do you get them in your bulk folder?
Yes. It was like, hey, a message from your car. Hi, how are you? Have you thought about the other new options that are available?
If anybody sends me anything that goes to my bulk folder that's of any value, it's not going to be seen. Because
right.
all I do is delete that. And right. I went 2 days last week and had 174
yep.
messages in my bulk folder. And I wish I knew how to fight that. You know, I've got all the security on there, but I don't know how to fight that.
No, it makes me feel important, Mike. Some people have a MySpace page and they're proud that they have like 1,000 people. I like going to my junk email and say, wow, look at that. 3,000 messages.
Do you ever take a peek at some of the people that are sending you those messages, though, like
the headers.
Some of mine are like Juanita would like you.
Yeah,
yeah.
The headers, if you'll pardon the part of the pun with head, that's pretty much what they're all about, baby.
I get a lot of stock advice too. Do you get that? Where
yeah,
they give you
yes.
like a they give you a symbol of right. what stock to buy,
a stock tip,
and yeah. it has a totally unrelated message. Like they'll say, Kurt, cherry tree, and then you'll open it up and it's a must buy. HTMX right now because its value is so low. It's penny stocks mostly.
Yes, right.
It's terrifying. I don't know what you'd do if you bought them.
I don't get that. Maybe you get that because you go on stock sites. I get the ones, like you say, that say, like, you know, you have a message from Christy.
Yeah, a lot of
Christy
that.
Says, let's have hot naked love together.
Get those
you a lot of that stuff.
I hate
be,
it.
You can be bigger.
I get that.
Yeah,
when I get tremendous offers for Viagra, for Viagra,
of course, from Canada.
Okay, time out. Before we get to Barbaro, about 24, last night, and this is not me saying something that I think is going to put us on the cusp of pop culture. Okay. Remember I told you last year that American Idol, I wasn't going to watch it because I really thought America was getting burned out on
it. I hope you're going to say what you're going to say.
I was wrong about it. I am just me personally, I am starting to burn
yeah.
on 24.
Look at this. We're all the same.
We are on the same page.
It sucked last night.
And here's what it is.
Last week.
Here's what it is. I need me more action, I guess, on
yes.
24.
I
need to have the characters that I care about. I don't care about the British guy.
Right.
I don't care about the tall guy with the, like, almost deformed-looking face.
Yes.
Who are these
people?
The caveman-type guy.
I mean, the only real drama was a sub-sub-sub-subplot. And that didn't carry. That was between the Homeland Security and the other, and the little nerd guy.
I mean, now keep in mind, through the entire run of 24, there have been times where there are episodes, I understand, where not a lot happens.
Well, this is 2 weeks in a row.
And you gotta build, and you wait for something to happen. And I know the mushroom cloud exploded 2 weeks ago.
Right.
It's
fresh.
It's just, I was watching it last night, and I said to Janet, this is a telltale sign. At one point, at about 9:30, we paused it.
For a second.
To go get a beverage or whatever,
mm-hmm.
came back, and it was like we sat down and started talking and realized we were talking for so long that the TV started to move on without us.
Right.
And it was at that point I said, oh, crap, we forgot to watch the last half hour. I mean, so we backed
wow.
up and watched it, but that's
it was
how,
terrible. And the second half hour was worse than the first.
Listen, I'm sure a lot of you guys really still like the show. You're still into it. I will still watch it. I just think that the bloom is off the rose.
It's amazingly,
at least for me.
It's amazing. I could not agree with you more, and it's amazingly disappointing when you're looking forward to a show like that because it's Monday night.
Right.
And who doesn't like to have something Monday night that, you know, Monday night, it's great having a TV show.
Right.
And I said to Carla, we're getting ready to watch. I said, oh, okay, 24 is coming on. And she goes,
yeah.
I said, what?
Wow.
And she didn't
well,
want to have
show's
anything
not made
to do with
for
it.
Her, though, anyway, Mike.
No.
Show's made for us.
It's a guy's show. It's a guy's show. But it's like, it's frustrating to have it just flatline so quickly. And But I guess, were we kind of behind the curve on this because the ratings the ratings were crappy the first week?
Hold on. Right. The ratings, while they are, you know, that is a huge overstatement to say the ratings are crappy. I mean, the Golden Globes had like 20 million and 24 had like 17 or 18 million.
I guess
viewers.
I did overstate it, but what when it's beaten by an award show, that should have been a telltale.
That could have been an anomaly, just a wobble. Yes, boy.
I find it interesting that you're starting to dislike the show just as you cut back on your drinking.
Okay, see, I knew what you were going to say would be worthless.
No, I drank a lot last night. I thought it was great.
I was drinking last night. I was drinking last night.
Didn't help.
Not enough to help. Not enough
drink
to help.
Drink more. Please drink more.
That's why we paused it. At 9:30, pause it to go out and make a second tasty beverage.
Season 6, right? We're in the sixth year of this. Now, it could turn around, too. I mean, it could start to get a little
here's the thing.
More... And I don't like the president. I don't like the president. I really don't.
It may turn around, but I don't think I'm going to watch it as feverishly as I have. I don't like the creep from Ally McBeal, who is the president's boy.
See, I disagree with you. I like him. I think he's a good actor.
But don't you remember him from Ally McBeal?
Yeah. But it's not... He doesn't certainly... He's not a true... Central
and
character.
I'm sorry, Fahid, you're no whoever the guy was last time.
Fayed.
No, Fayed.
Fayed.
I'm talking to the main bad guy.
The British guy, doesn't he have an Arab name too? He looks Arab. The British guy that works at CTU looks like an Arab
guy.
He does,
I agree.
Anyway, well, if y'all felt that way, I'm glad I was first in the race today because we didn't discuss that before the show.
And you know what? You want one dramatic moment in the show that they could have improved on? When the guy is in the detainment center and he gets beaten. He should have been killed. He should have been killed. Yeah. But the fact is, they lean over him and he goes, "I'm all right."
Yeah.
That just immediately takes off. 24 is known for the peripheral characters getting bumped off every week.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And no Edgar. We don't have anything to really make fun of this year.
Right.
And there's just too much Chloe. I mean, I like Chloe.
Chloe is like a serious character.
But make her the Chloe that she used to be.
Yes, please. That's the borderline tired Chloe.
More of that.
You know, don't pan her up. And try to make me believe that there are two guys working at our counterterrorism unit that are both hot for her.
Yeah, and they both don't look like they belong anywhere near counterterrorism.
And I'm sorry, but I just, I can't relate to the woman that was profiled.
Yeah.
I can't relate.
I understand.
I'm sorry. I can't relate. So you don't get access. Well, are you a Muslim? If you're a Muslim, well, you can't get clearance.
I'd like to see a little more of our profiled friend. She's the only thing that's easy on the eye.
I think we will. John's theory is that she's evil. That's going to be the next development.
Well, that's it, too.
They better hurry up fast with it, because I'm rapidly losing interest.
And the father, I'm sorry, he's Babe's father.
Yeah.
He's the pig's father.
Right. Correctamundo. And Mike?
Yes.
The other thing that I had to tell you about television?
Yes.
Your favorite show of all time?
Gone. Bye-bye. Armed and Famous.
Gone.
See you later. I predicted. As I predicted early on, I said that show.
I'm surprised
that show sucked, and I predicted a hasty demise.
We'll do another episode of Mike Rewrites History.
I thought it'd be around.
All right, so you know that. So we're agreed on 24. Now let's talk about the horse that's dead. The dead horse.
I've never seen anything like this.
I know.
Here we go. Now. You would think we're talking about someone that we all knew, that we all loved, that we all respected, that as a nation we all felt for.
We mourn.
This is an animal that has flies around his ass and had like an 80-pound guy that jumped on top of him and beat him with a whip to make him run as fast as he could so some fat ass drinking a mint julep can make a few million more dollars. And all they wanted to do with this animal, with this beloved animal, was then take his gigantic and make faster little horses.
So they could make more money.
Right.
And then after that, it's either hamburger, he'd be part of a Big Mac, he'd be part of Elmer's Glue, or he'd be at a carnival somewhere.
Right.
You know.
Kids ride.
They'd whore him out the rest of his life.
Limping around a carnival.
Barbaro.
I don't understand this. I'm trying to.
It's amazing, isn't it?
But I don't get it.
People love animals.
I do get it. Here's what I think. I think it because... You know how the media works in this country now. The coverage begets coverage begets coverage.
Right.
And then people see it in the media, so they feel that they need to respond to it and lay flowers down on a horse fence.
Here we go.
Jesus.
ESPN.com. Barbaro's death is not for the sports pages. It goes on page one. People who haven't been to a horse race in their lives feel undone by this loss. The loss of Barbaro's life is unsettling for two reasons. One, we got to know the horse. We saw him, and this is on ESPN.com.
I know. But it's not true.
We saw him blast through the starting gate, shake off that violent encounter, and start running as best as he was able again.
Okay.
We saw him wobble from a barn with casts on both right side legs. We saw the limp. We saw his appetite, his bright eyes. We saw what was left of the one hoof. It looked like a pig. Another reason the loss feels so heavy is because we've had animals. Few animals are cowards. Some are born sneaky. But not even chickens are a chicken. Hold on.
Wow.
It goes on and on and on.
Who wrote this?
The Echolods.
That's
pouring in.
That's from ESPN.com.
Wow.
Here is one from the Baltimore Sun.
Ah.
Barbaro, 2003/2007. A life too short.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, Barbaro, the horse that won the 2006 Kentucky Derby, was euthanized. He was fine for a month until he developed complications. Finally, this past week, the problems came back as bad as ever. Barbaro was in so much pain, he had to be put to sleep. We mourn his loss, as we would mourn the loss of a family member.
Oh, my God. Well, come on.
Hold on. I'm just reading you parts of these.
Good
And
God.
As you mentioned tonight from today, Mike, from today's Washington Post. In diagnosing the public's unreasoning love for Barbaro, maybe it comes down to the fact he never lied to us.
That's
first
the one.
Line.
Is that Sally Jenkins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Human nature seems like
that's
a sorry...
That's the one where I threw my orange juice across the kitchen.
Wasteful thing compared to that horse.
He never lied to us. He couldn't. He's a horse!
He doesn't talk.
His survival seemed like one good thing. A balm for foreign wars.
Yeah, right.
Domestic deceit. And the bimbo cocktail party circuit. Ruthless wealth swappage and cross entouraging that we lately call American
Sally.
Culture.
Sally, hold on. Get a grip.
Keep in mind, she's talking about a horse, okay?
Yes,
horse who makes dumps bigger than her left leg, and she next writes, Barbaro was an honest, blameless competitor. Our ridiculously soft feeling for him was based partly on that fact. Unlike so many people in sports, he was not felonious or neurotic. No, he only ate other animals' poop.
He's an animal. He never lied to us because he can't.
That's right.
I mean, if you train them, they can maybe, like, stomp their hoof. And even Mr. Ed, they did that with special effects back then.
I know.
And Hot to Trot, another fantastic film with Bobcat Goldthwait.
He let us place burdens on him. Whether a saddle, a bet, or a leg brace. And he carried them willingly. Even jauntily. Like he had a clue.
Right, no like question. He had a choice. He's like, yeah, put the saddle right up here. I'm going to give it my best shot with his little horse lips moving.
Because that's what he wanted. When God invented him, he said, I want to be a horse, and I eventually want to have a 90-pound man just climb on top of me and beat the crap out of me to make me run fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to see a good horse story, you get those helicopters flying out where they run wild,
right? No, this is crap. Right. Flicka, that's a horse story, okay?
Right. It's a good I saw that. I took my kids to see
my
that.
My friend Flicka.
Jesus, this makes me... Why does this make me so mad?
BFF. Best friend forever.
That's right. I wish I knew. I really wish, because I got too upset.
I know why. It's the same reason I do. Same way a lot of people do. Because it was a stinking horse, and you're reading editorials about this on the front page of the newspaper.
Well, it doesn't belong there.
There's more. Right. Here it is on the Today Show.
NBC's Peter Alexander now on the horse no one will ever forget.
Oh, yes,
Peter.
I will.
Yes, we will.
I couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
Right.
One horse is another horse.
You put the horse next to Sheryl Crow, I'd say one of them is a pretty good singer, and one of them had a broken leg.
Our lives, are they that pathetic?
Yes.
Apparently so. Are they that pathetic that this is what passes for a real tragedy in America?
We got to know.
Meanwhile, there's this little thing called the war. For Christ's sake. And they put this on the front page. Way to go. Because he never lied to us, Sally Jenkins.
Well, why don't we elect him president then?
There you go.
Why don't we elect the horse president? The horse wouldn't have gotten us into Iraq.
The horse obviously would bring everyone together, like Barbaro did.
And they're up.
Barbaro was a champion straight out of the gate. First dominated last year's Kentucky Derby.
And excuse me, I am not the biggest horse fan in the world. Didn't Barbaro kind of come out of nowhere to win the Kentucky Derby? So it's not like he had...
Won by seven lengths.
But he did not have a string of win after win after win after win, right?
You know what my answer to that is? I have no idea.
Not a long journey.
Because you know what? Like everybody in America, we might pay attention to the Kentucky Derby.
Maybe.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. The majority of people really
don't
it's
know.
Not every single race.
Don't care.
He only had six starts.
Yes, six races.
Six races in his lifetime.
Six
so
races.
That would be, he came out of nowhere.
He won one out of six.
And they said, because he won the Derby by such a distance, they said, hey, because he did so well against the rest of the field, he's got a shot at the Triple Crown.
Right.
Great.
That's what I remember.
Now maggots are eating his brains out. And Sally Jenkins is writing about him like he was our greatest president.
Actually, not maggots yet. I don't think they've picked a place to plant him yet.
Oh, I hope they put him in a people cemetery.
Yeah.
Not in a horse cemetery.
Take about eight people's plots.
That's true.
Why don't you put him in Arlington Cemetery?
We should.
Because he's so beloved and everything.
National hero, sure.
Yeah. See how members of our country who have had family members killed in the war feel about having a dead horse next to them.
No, I heard they're going to bury him, I think, at Churchill Downs with some other horse race winners.
Right.
Fine. If that's what, and then people go, let him go there.
So be.
You know what you do? You do what Joe Pesci did. And Goodfellas. Really.
Clean it up.
Yeah.
Then suffering a career-ending break in the Preakness last May.
His right hind leg appears to have been substantially injured.
The young colt captured
And every time we...
Here, incidentally... is the reason people care.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the magic tube,
right,
the box.
Nice music.
Because everybody's going, oh, I'm supposed to be sad. You know, throw Ann Curry in there.
And every time that I hear this type of coverage, I keep thinking, what if they did it about Joe T when he broke his leg?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Theismann. Hold on, let me try it with Joe's right here.
Yeah.
In diagnosing the public's unreasoning love for Joe Theismann, maybe it came down to the fact he never lied to us. Oh, well, all right, that doesn't work. We idealized him, but the fact is we could have used a happy ending for Joe Theismann.
Oh, Joe's got a few happy endings in his day.
We got to know Joe. We saw him blast through the starting gate, shake off the violent encounter. We saw him fall. We saw him wobble from a barn with Cass on both right side legs.
I remember that.
We saw the limb.
Both of his right side legs.
The appetite. Joe Theismann's bright eyes. We saw what was left of one hoof. It looked like a peg. Another reason the loss felt so heavy is because we've had pro football players as animals. A few pro football players are cowards. No, come on, please. Here's more of this thing.
Right.
Anyway, it's much the same coverage that you got at ESPN when Joe Theismann had his leg broken by Lawrence Taylor in that famous play.
Well, yeah, and I think that really...
Except Joe Theismann is a guy.
And
is a man, is a human being.
This is an animal, but I think this particular piece you're playing right now gives me... this is the reason why.
Yeah.
Because people, hey, it's on the TV.
And imaginations. Then for 8 months, carried their hearts on his injured hind legs.
I'd like now for all of us... say a prayer for Barbaro and those that have loved him so much.
Many of them who had never seen a race.
There wasn't one thing that you can put your finger on and say, this is why everybody loves Barbaro.
Except you're retarded.
It was one thing. It was the unrelenting media coverage.
Right.
Because they created this story.
How many of you dope sent sugar cubes up there?
Manufactured all of it.
Please. You know who's happy? The carrot growers.
Of course.
Christ,
not anymore, dog.
Hi, Barbaro.
Hello.
The cumulative effect was that the people just absolutely were crazy about this horse.
Barbaro recovered from an injury most horses never survive, thanks to a lengthy operation last spring where surgeons put 27 screws in his leg.
Every day that goes by is great.
But this weekend, the doctor witnessed a significant setback, and yesterday it was decided to put the four-year-old horse down.
He was just a different horse. You could see he was upset.
Joe was just a different player. We had to put down Joe Theismann.
Oh, my God.
That was the difference. And, more than
we
wanted to
sue. Oh, you pussy, shut up. Is this what our country has come to now?
Yes, yes.
This is it?
This is it.
A horse that won one race.
Uh-huh. And I hate to get back to it, but, I mean, you know, nobody even is aware of the numbers that are coming over from Iraq. Nobody's even aware of that.
Don't even know, and they don't
want to
know.
Nobody's even aware of that, but they put a goddamn horse on the cover of the paper.
That's why they embrace stories like this, so they don't have to think about it.
Mike,
it's absurd.
And Buzz, if I could tell you, it reminds me of that wonderful movie, Seabiscuit, when we lived in a simpler time.
Oh, God.
This animal represents everything that's good. He didn't like hip-hop.
He didn't lie.
He didn't like gangs. He didn't like young toughies that didn't talk to their moms and pops without the proper respect.
I liked everybody.
He loved the song "God Hates Fags."
Jesus Christ,
Barbara. His owners agreed it was the right thing to do.
Grief is the price we all pay.
And that's a word that I always think is very important as well. His owners.
Yeah, his owners.
How much?
That says it right there.
Yeah. How much say did Barbara have in this?
Right.
You know, his owners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, really, if you want to get to the real core of it, that'll piss off all the racing people. He doesn't have that problem. If he's out, like, scampering around in a field.
True.
No.
He really doesn't, right?
I mean, if he gets there, I mean, I have nothing against horse racing.
Just let him go.
Why not? But, I mean, when, you know, come on.
Right. Let him go in the backyard.
I mean, the horse doesn't break down unless you're, you know,
unless you push it.
Racing him.
Right. Just do like you do with a dog you don't like. Mm-hmm. Just drive him out to the middle of nowhere and just take it out of the car, Barbara. Mm-hmm. That's it. Go knock on someone else's door.
Get out of here. For love.
Barbaro's legs made him a star, but his fight to survive made him a legend. His trainer's best memory?
The Kentucky Derby when...
Jesus. You know,
it's the only memory.
It also seems to me that it doesn't take much to become a legend.
No, no, it doesn't.
All you got to do is win a goddamn race one time. And
then
you're
shatter
legend.
Your leg in the next race.
That's it, Jesus Christ.
It just makes me mad.
They shoot horses, don't they? There's a reason for that.
Good movie.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Why would they have a scholarship in the name of Barbaro when we have, you know, fallen soldiers daily? Why don't we put a scholarship up for each one of those?
You know, and I think we could
even... This is a really huge spotlight on what's wrong with this country right now.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. This particular... And I saw it on every... It was everywhere. It was on the, you know, in the Washington Post, it was in three different sections of the newspaper.
Yeah, it was like that, the New York Times as well. The
it was
LA
incredible.
Times, everywhere. All the newscasts.
I mean, I know it's a news story.
The lead story today.
He's a Kentucky Derby winner that breaks his leg, can't win the Triple Crown. That's it.
Hello,
I'm sorry.
Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, gentle people. How are you today?
What's happening?
Hey, you know, I just want to know, at what point does a horse become an athlete? I mean, like Mike said, the horse had no choice. He was a beast.
If you hold on 1 second, and I believe I said that as well.
Yeah, you said that. I didn't say that.
Credit. People always say, whenever I say anything halfway smart, you always get credit for it. But I'm all right with that, because you're smarter than me.
I've always been all right with that.
And now I forgot what I was going to say. God damn it.
Why don't you say what you're thinking? God damn me.
No, 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 no. No, not at all.
You get plenty of credit for saying smart things.
No. Yeah, I know. I had a brain fart. Not really.
Have you been knocked off the tracks right now?
Yeah, this is like when we played match game yesterday. Now I really thought I had something that was...
Was it about a horse being an athlete?
Thank you, Rob.
See, that's why he's a sponge.
Right. Thank you, Rob.
And that throws me off track when you compliment him.
No, hold on. He made me remember what he was going to say.
Horses.
Do you remember when ESPN had their 50 greatest athletes of the 20th century?
Right.
And they made Secretariat like number 8 or number 9.
Uh-huh.
And we did get into a big discussion that time on the show, is a horse really an athlete? And I think we had the same discussion back then, that he's like a slave.
Yeah. Right.
The horse doesn't have a choice in if he's going to run or not, right?
Well, yeah, I think if you put the horse down as a great horse, yeah, I mean, who can argue there are great horses
right in
horse racing?
And he was.
But even with, and I hate to say this, and I don't know a lot about the sport, but do you judge, based on one Kentucky Derby win, the greatness of this horse?
I would say not.
I don't think you can.
Not a track record.
I mean, as people said, you know,
I really do believe that the reason this horse is labeled a legend by the media is because the media is so happy that they were able to create this legend.
Right.
They can perpetuate it.
That sucks. The media is a big, hungry machine and must be fed.
Yep. And I hate saying thing. I hate saying the media because it makes me sound like Bill O'Reilly. Yeah,
hello, Don and Mike show.
Media.
Hello.
Ludicrous.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, I'm talking about beating a dead horse, huh?
Are we beating a dead horse?
Jesus.
That's funny.
Hey, Don, I heard he's going to make a guest appearance on the Final Sopranos episode also. He's going to be in underneath Tony Soprano's bed.
Your cameo.
But that'd be nice. And tonight, Barbaro's head.
In your final appearance.
Jesus Christ. It's just a drag. I don't know why it bothered me so much. I really don't.
And the announcer said, here comes Barbaro. It's pretty special.
A special horse that made a nation of fans believe.
And exactly what did he make those people believe,
what
Mike?
What did we believe?
He made us all believe that, oh boy, wouldn't you love to see him put a camera out there in front of, like, the average person, especially the people that are putting flowers down, and they say, he made me believe that by watching TV and eating donuts that I'm going to cry because I'm really not, I don't care about the horse, I'm crying because I'm fat.
You know exactly what they say. They say, he made me believe that anything is possible when you work hard.
Right, and that you persevere no matter what life throws at you. And if you're stupid, they'll put you to sleep.
I learned from Barbaro that if you have a lot of flies by your ass, it's good to have a really long tail.
You know, I was thinking only one thing about that horse.
What?
That it seems to me, I guess because of the horse's injuries, he was never able to get the real prize, which was, you know, for any horse, and this is where I really do believe, those horses that are race champions get to go out to stud. I can't think of a, you know, what a prize at the end of the day. Better than a sugar cube, better than a carrot.
Yeah.
Get laid.
You know, couldn't he have brought somebody in to him, like a mare? Is it a mare? Is that a female horse? A filly. A filly, right? You bring a filly in.
Mike, come on, let's be exotic. Bring a woman in.
I've seen that on film.
So have I.
That probably would have been easier.
Wouldn't that have gotten the stuff that they want?
They could do that. They've done that, too.
Would have been handy.
I know.
More than handy.
I know.
It would be mouthy.
Mouthy.
It'd be mouth.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
We've all seen that.
Yes,
didn't somebody show it to us here?
We've seen it together.
I think we might have seen it on one of them movies.
Made me believe.
Well, the 8mm.
One of them movies.
Jesus. Barbaro.
I could
so long. In appreciation. That's what killed me when they put that in the Washington Post today. When you have a dignitary die, somebody who has shaped the lives of millions of people, really done something for mankind, you normally see a wonderful obit, and I always liked it, that it says, in appreciation. Yeah. I thought it was kind of a nice thing. And when I saw that over the horse thing, I was just...
You see, he almost did that like a horse is about. When they had the little picture of him as well on the front page, it said Barbaro, a tribute, turn to page C1.
Right.
As if him being on the front page, top fold, was not enough.
Yeah, and they have to put more in there so they can write the flowery speeches on how he touched our lives. He didn't.
He didn't.
I'm sorry.
Here we go. Here's the life that was touched. Barbaro's racing record was 5-5. He earned $750,000.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
He could have earned so much more.
Where's your legend now?
Yeah.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
He would be good to pull a cart. He could be like at the petting zoo. He could be the old mare, or the old, he was not a mare, but the old horse that pulls kids around.
If it was like Kramer, if you fed him beefarini. He'd fart. Yeah. Remember that great episode?
That is a fantastic one.
Seinfeld. Isn't it Kramer that's the
he's the
horseman?
Yeah, he's got the top hat on. You're right. He fed him something like beefaroni. That awful, awful horse parts.
Terrible.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah.
Now, there's a great horse.
Mm, right. Yes.
That horse was a good horse.
Yes, because they trained him on the show to fart.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to say two things.
Yes, sir.
First thing is, hello. And the second thing is, thank you so much for bringing us Ed McMahon. He brightened my day. Thank you.
Now, Ed should get an appreciation.
Yes.
No, I'm
Ed,
not.
I mean, when Ed's time comes, you know, you throw Ed on the front page of the style section. There's somebody who's...
Ed McMahon's death is not for the sports pages. The loss of Ed McMahon's life is unsettling for two reasons.
Yep, Ed's not dead. I want to tell everybody that.
One, we got to know Ed. Mm-hmm. We saw him blast through the starting gate. We saw him wobble from a barn with cats on both right side legs.
Wow.
We saw what was left of one hoof. It looked like a peg.
In appreciation. That's right.
Dead McMahon.
There it is.
Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, the only thing sad about Barbara O'Donnell is he could have had a wonderful career in Tijuana, retirement career.
Tijuana.
He's trying to get busted.
Tijuana, sir.
Getting busted.
And really,
Tijuana.
If we're going to be accurate, isn't it really a donkey? Aren't those shows for donkeys?
Yeah, you are right, sir.
That's right.
You are correct, sir.
Mm-hmm. But I think we did see that film might have been a horse.
It was a horse.
Yeah, sure.
I remember the woman had blonde hair.
You can't not look.
No,
you really couldn't try to look away.
Now, where's that collection? Horses Across America.
Wow.
That's a video. God.
I bet it's out there.
Oh, it is.
Wouldn't it be great to watch it Friday when we're having our absinthe Super Bowl show?
Oh, my God. We'd enjoy that.
On Friday?
We would be laughing, like unhinging our jaws laughing.
Could somebody please get us the video of the woman having sex with a horse?
Because absinthe.
Oh, my God.
All inhibitions will be gone. We'll stare. And play it again and again and again.
Oh, my God. Can we please get the video of a woman having sex with a horse?
Mm-hmm.
Is that too much to ask for our Super Bowl party? For goodness sakes. That'll make the party, Mike.
Happy Super Bowl.
Boy, that'll make it.
In appreciation.
Well, let me see. Every single line is ringing. I bet it's halfway. Hey, guys, wait, was it half Barbaro and half 24? Hello?
Joe?
Yes.
Thank you, Joe. I guess that would be 50-50.
All right, so we'll figure out when we come back.
All right.
Okay.
I think you've tapped into something with this 24, too.
Clearly.
I don't think we're alone in drifting away from it.
You know, and I thought a lot about it, too, because it's like putting all your chips in. Mm-hmm. It's not like the bluff that I was making last year with American Idol. This is, for me, this is serious business.
This is a gamble.
You know, I almost called you up last night
mm-hmm.
to ask you, do you think the show's starting to suck a little bit?
It was so funny because, I mean, I was arguing with Carla at the beginning of it because she really didn't care whether we watched it or not. And then when we got into it, at the very end, I'm like, ugh, I have to agree because it was just nothing.
Blah.
And they bring the father in a total miscast as the father. Father should have been a tough guy. And so he's this nerdy, stork-looking guy.
He's
a great
son.
Actor. He's been in a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. He's my son.
He's my son. And then, who are they making the evil villain? You know, a guy that looks like Humpty Dumpty.
Jack should have kept the bag on that guy's face. Now
that was good stuff.
There would have been a payoff there.
Yep.
And maybe I wouldn't have jumped ship if, in fact, Jack had kept the bag over his brother's face.
Mm. And it's always suspend disbelief. That's what you've always said about 24. But in this case, it's just nothing really happening.
Well, you become
more aware of the BS on 24 when it's really not action packed. When it's jam packed with all sorts of stuff going on, crazy stuff,
you forget
that you have
let it go.
When it's mellow, you go, yeah, he's really going to get that lady to resign by showing her a piece of paper.
We got to break. The last thing, I'm not trying to be a last word freak, for goodness sakes. The indictment on how bad that was last night.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed CSI Miami more last night.
Wow. And that was a repeat.
Yes.
Wow.
It was a repeat.
Yep.
It sure
one of the better
sure
ones.
Was. It was a good repeat, though.
Yeah. I have one question.
Yes.
Do they really have hotties on the toll bridges in Miami?
Yeah. Mike,
have you ever seen that? I've never seen that.
They all look like Broomhilda. Like the big noses and those big bumps on their noses.
It's like Hooters girls on the toll takers. I don't get it. It's a nice touch.
Wish. Isn't it? And that's the fantasy that the tourist board of Florida wants you to think.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody may be, there might be an area where they're, going to a particular, wealthy island where they happen to have, young, nubile women there.
Who knows? Where is that, for God's sakes? Uh-huh. Nowhere we've been in Florida.
Not in Fort Myers.
Not coming off Alligator Alley.
Hold on, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
NBC's Peter Alexander now on the horse no one will ever forget.
And they're up in the...
Was a champion straight out of the gate.
Don Tilsizer. How you doing, buddy? I listen to your show every morning. I'm sitting at my farm. I just heard the story about McMahon.
Barbaro.
And let me explain something to you. Okay. First of all, I've been there. See, you haven't been here for a short period of time. Yeah, it is me, Don. I'm a kid. I'm flat square on. I love your program in the morning, but you don't really know what Joe Theismann's like. You ever been in a Super Bowl?
The Don and Mike Show.
Suck it all. Don and Mike.
Suck on that, losers. Go change your diaper, baby.
Yeah, howdy, Don and Mike Show. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Michael.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You know, it's funny because in a way we can all respond to that.
Hey,
good.
Mike.
Yes.
Can I come and pick you up and show you what a real woman is like? One who doesn't have sex with a horse? Why are you so degrading to women? Would you like to see your girlfriend have sex with a horse on your front lawn?
Honey,
Lydia,
would you like to see a man have sex with a horse? What's your problem?
I'd like to see you have sex with a horse, honey. Who are you talking to?
Who are you talking to? Which one of us are you talking to?
I want to talk to the man with the made-up name, Don.
Oh, right, because Buzz's name is not made up either, but that's okay.
Born with that.
I'd like to know what happened to you when you were a child to make you think that women in our society have a right to be degraded.
I was raped by a horse when I was a child.
That's what your banter addresses.
I was raped by a horse when I was a child.
That's where it all happened.
And now I want to see a film.
That's a non-response.
I want to see a film of a woman having a sex with a horse on our Super Bowl party.
Let's go have a true response, a gut-wrenching response.
A gut-wrenching response. Can you? I don't mind giving you a gut-wrenching response if you answer one question for me.
If it's legitimate and if it's respectful.
Are you gonna answer one question for me?
Who is talking?
This is Mike.
Mike O'Mara.
Oh, you're the handsome one. The one with class.
You're the one with class. Okay. Right, Mike?
Mike, you really ought to find a better group of friends. Really.
Oh, stop it. Have you been drinking? Will you answer my question? Have you been drinking?
No, I never drink. I'm allergic to alcohol.
What's wrong with you then? You're slurring your words.
Let me ask you a question, Mike. Would you like to see this woman having sex with a horse?
Absolutely. Is there any chance
that
could happen?
To say?
What?
You can't give an honest response, just like I thought.
Didn't I just ask you an honest question?
Why do you hate women, Don?
I don't hate women.
Why do you watch pornography?
Donnie, don't use that type of language, although I'd be glad to do that to you, but I couldn't do it in your mouth because that's such a filthy mouth you have.
Because you couldn't handle me, buddy.
Honey, can I tell you something? I'd use you like a toilet, you bitch. I swear to God, there's no one who loves women more than me.
Women aren't bitches.
You're a bitch.
Listen to you. Goodbye, fool. You're a fool. A total fool. Poor Janet. Keep up with you.
Keep listening and living vicariously through the show.
Probably your mother didn't let you suck her milk, because that was...
That's right, and I was raped... Honey.
Honey.
Slow down.
Wow.
Slow down. I'd love to have a dialogue with you. Will you slow down, please?
Why? Can't you keep up? You couldn't keep up with me verbally. You can't keep up with me sexually.
Honey, listen. I'm not...
Wow. Honey, fireball. There's anger here.
Wimp.
May I speak for a moment?
You wimp.
You've attacked me.
Guys like you.
I am not a woman hater, although I hate you.
Pull off class. You don't have any.
I got all the class I need is right behind the zipper in my Levi's. Why don't you come down and see what you can do about that?
Oh, better yet, I'll send Mike a picture.
Send me a picture, please. I'd love to get one.
Send Mike a picture and we'll compare it to a horse's genitals to see whose are prettier.
Hello?
Always the joker, huh?
Always the joker.
Always. Well, that's kind of what we do on this show.
Nothing else is there.
That's kind of what we do on this show.
Honey, I got one.
Crawl up, you clown.
Cloud.
Oh, she missed
the cloud.
Did you forget we're going to hang up, honey? Wow, I had me a real fast. See, Mike? See what I was talking about? Before, at the beginning of the show, when I made that little comment, I said, people think that, I will say something that people think you say it, and it was a total toss-away comment, right? There was a perfect example.
Yes.
You like seeing a woman have sex with a horse as much as I do.
Sure.
But you got the golden ticket.
You got the praise.
Yes, I do.
Mike is the good one. I'll send a picture to Mike. Mike's the one with class.
Thank you, darling. Love you, baby.
Oh, is she fantastic?
Yeah. She was an angry woman.
A pepper pot.
And I do believe she, I don't doubt for a second, maybe there was an alcohol involved. There was something involved.
Something. Some
you
issue,
can tell.
Some
sort of medication.
Mm-hmm. I would.
She just that. Had that kind of sound.
I'd be glad to straighten her out.
Oh.
You know what I mean. Not Rob's way. My way.
Right.
The loving way.
The loving way.
Don,
don't say that.
Get a couple of neckties.
Be nice.
Tie one arm to one bedpost, always. One arm to another bedpost.
Always be classy like me.
Always the joker.
Be classy like me.
Hey, classy.
Get out my belt.
Stay classy, Virginia.
Just go to work on her. Just go to town on her. Of course, with nothing but love.
Yes, all out of love.
Nothing but love.
Well,
thank God that I'm the only one with a made-up name, and thank God that I'm surrounded by
actually,
so many...
Actually, he's got a made-up name, too.
Oh, she let him off the hook, though.
Yes.
I'm surrounded by so many other men of class.
You are lucky that way. It's a class parade. It's a classy act.
I'm sorry you're a fool. A fool and a clown.
You fool.
Fool and a clown.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, was that Jackie Stallone?
Sounded could be.
Make sure I send my picture to Mike.
For the bird.
I got a good picture of me and a horse. That'll ruffle his feathers. It was a class act, by golly.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey there.
Hey, man, I tell you what goes good with some Barbaro, some barbecue sauce, man. Bye!
Okay. Try that one. Hello, Don.
Yeah, I think
show.
Calls like that are going to push people
Hi.
Back into
Hello?
Sally Jenkins' camp.
Hello.
Yeah. Listen, I'm down in West Palm Beach. You guys broadcasting down here?
Yes, we are. What's that station in Miami? For goodness sakes.
Uh-huh. It's 6:40 a.m.,
yeah,
I believe.
Man-talk.
So.
Manton.
Are you listening on the internet or on the
no,
radio?
No, I'm not on the internet. I'm just driving around. I'm visiting family.
Well, wait a minute. Are you listening to us right now?
Are you in
no.
South? Are you in South Florida?
I'm in South Florida.
Well, and what's the dial position? Is it 6:40 a.m.?
Hit scan.
Thank you.
6:40.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
I'm relieved.
Goodbye.
Goodbye to
Bye.
You and goodbye to
goodbye.
You.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just wanted to apologize for my wife. She just got off the phone with me.
Okay.
She's really taking the Barbaro thing really hard.
Rein her in.
Understand, my
yeah.
friend.
Yeah.
She had posters all over our room with Barbaro, so she's just taking it hard. So don't take it out on her too hard.
I won't. I'll be gentle with her later tonight. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, what drug was that woman on? That was horrendous.
Well,
I don't even understand it.
That was some sort of medication, I believe.
She's a wonderful, wonderful woman. And can you imagine the man that gets to go home to that Venus flytrap between her legs?
Maybe that's the issue. Do you really think there's a man that's coming home to
no.
that? I think there might be an orderly coming home to that.
There was a man at one point before he left.
Yeah, and before circumstances resulted in perhaps her being placed somewhere.
There were three men.
Three men.
Two bodies were found.
Maybe she's not understanding that this is a comedy show. Maybe it was a joke.
And maybe she's not understanding that, hello, I really would like the film of a woman.
Up here.
What is wrong with saying that? We'll all watch it. We'll all drink. We'll all have a better Super Bowl party because of it.
Super Bowl party. 2 days before the game.
In honor of the game.
Isn't that kind of an honorary Super Bowl party?
Yeah.
It's really.
Hey, you know what it is?
That's the Super Bowl kickoff party.
It's a warm-up. It's a fluffer.
Yeah, do you want to know how gay I am about it? I told you that for the actual game day.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I ordered the plates and stuff that said Super Bowl.
And you're not having a party. You're just having, it's just going to be you and your girlfriend.
Just my girlfriend and I. But for our Super Bowl party on Friday, I did talk to a buddy who's down there who's going to send me back some of the crap. Some of the shirts and stuff that we always buy down there. So hopefully I'll have a Super Bowl shirt for everybody on Friday's show as well.
Had a little pang today when I saw some coverage down there, and I kind of remembered some of the times we've had in that fine little city. It's one of the best cities to have a Super Bowl
Ebba.
Oh, that reminds me, one of our favorite ladies, speaking of beautiful ladies, Jim Nance is going to be calling today at some point.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
He's down in South Beach, of course, for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, in his hotel room, you know, with his white legs.
I think today is the day that he's doing his radio row stuff, doing all of his radio interviews, and he actually called here wondering where we were. Should we still keep the charade alive and tell him that we'll be down there on Friday and that we're looking forward to getting together with him? Because you know he'll blow us off.
You can. And I don't think it would result in an Eisen incident.
No.
But it approaches that same type of Eisen incident.
But
you know, it does. But I mean, it would be fun. We'd be laughing like little schoolgirls.
On the Friday before the Super Bowl,
right.
There's no way that Jim Nance is going to take us to Joe's Stone Crabs or wherever.
But, you know, I think it would be funny, but I give you that little caveat that, you know, you would have that chance. It would be our luck that we would be sitting there laughing, showing our teeth and say, hey, Jim, well, why don't we do it? You know, can't do it for dinner or something like that. How about lunch on Friday? So Friday it is. We'll meet you. And then, you know, he calls Rob, and I swear to God, that's the way it goes with these relationships. That's why we blow them up.
Yeah, but he's wound so tight.
Well, you're thinking back to Houston, when I really do believe that his time was in much more demand because he's one of the city fathers down there, and he had to kiss so much ass down there and run around.
Okay, well, when we get him on, can we at least feel him out then?
You bet, of course. In fact, I will go along with it, whatever you want to do, because I think that it's got tremendous comedy potential if we're sitting there, hey, see you Friday, even though we're not going
to
be there.
And at the very least, get him to announce where he's having dinner tonight, as he did a couple times ago.
And I'll throw this one out. This would be good to bet on as well. I bet that there's a chance that he's just up front and says, hey, guys, I'm just too busy to get together.
Well, and we can find out whether he's going to say that.
Right.
And if we get him to say that up front, then we go all day with it. Hey, well, you know, we're going to be standing, we'll be hanging out outside your hotel, you know, just with all the other people, all the star effers.
And there's another part two to this conversation. You're going to have to ask him about Barbaro.
Okay. Of course.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He's going to be big on the whole, hey, guys.
And then, of course, that's when we say, we couldn't agree more.
Right.
Let's talk about it at dinner on Friday night at the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl we're not going to.
Well, now who knows where this is going to go with Jim Nance today.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Radio Gods. What would Jackie do?
All right. What would Jackie Stallone do? Correct.
Y'all have a good one. Thank you.
I'm not sure I like your tone. I think you're a smart ass.
Come on. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, right. Howdy.
Are you going to go see my son in Six, or did you see it already? Did you see Six?
Oh, Rocky Balboa? Saw your son.
You saw Six? Six. You know, my husband's a plastic surgeon. He'd be able to fix me up no matter what happened.
Will you have that, what was that Mel Gibson movie with the first, will you have the Mad Max head on underneath that scarf?
Yeah, absolutely. You mean when you take my turban off? You unwrap my turban underneath, it's got worms. Oh. Wormholes. Yeah, you know how you see in a piece of rotted wood, you pull the bark off and you see all those little squiggly lines?
Mm-hmm.
That's my skull. I'm so wasted.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don.
Yeah, hi.
Do you remember the guy from 24 last year that used to talk to President Logan all the time? Doesn't he look exactly like Jack Bauer's brother?
Do you mean Mike Novak?
No, the guy that used to have that earpiece. And he would always talk
to... The Secret Service guy that really had the thing for Gene Smart?
Yeah, there's a similarity there. But the guy that Red, the Secret Service guy, Red, had it was just more macho than that guy.
I think this guy is way off base. Sir, you realize that Jack Bauer's brother was in last year's episodes.
He's gone, Robbie.
Oh.
He doesn't realize that it's the same character.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, I was calling because 24 was so boring last night. My wife fell asleep. Since when can you fall asleep during 24?
Exactly. I think a lot of people have started to do that, unfortunately.
That's why you got
to
get a horse in the house.
That'll keep him awake.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
Hi there.
Watching 24 on a bed of hay.
Hey,
thing with this Barbaro thing. You know, the only reason they wanted to keep him alive was to use his sperm, basically, right?
Correct.
Well, wouldn't they manually get that for him?
They still can.
That's what got me thinking about the movie.
Hold on. Mr. Burbank said something I must inquire about.
They still can?
What, yeah, post-mortem?
It could be surgically removed from him if they do it quickly enough after his demise. I mean, if they didn't already.
You need a big one of those slurpy straws?
They probably have already done it.
A bendy straw, a twisty straw?
Mm-hmm. I had no idea they could do that.
Frozen vial.
They could do that post-mortem.
Yes,
if you're fast enough. Like 2 hours.
That's like stealing someone's gas.
You can do that with people.
Yeah, like James Brown.
I didn't know they could do that with people, too. You creep me out sometimes.
More about that later.
More about that later. Yeah,
okay. Wow. He likes teasing his news show.
He does.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Okay,
this
my
is
friend.
A funny show, man.
Hello. What's up?
Hello.
What's up?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Yes, what can we do for you?
Just having some food, learning about Cuba. Right.
There you go. Hope you enjoyed your time.
Goodbye to you, and goodbye to you. Nice. Wow.
Boring.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, about 24, something I didn't hear anybody mention. They could have done this a little bit better. I know you have to accept a little bit of a stretch for TV, but am I the only one that had a problem that the fact that Waleed, this Wonder Bread uptight guy, is all of a sudden a master pickpocket?
Well, are you talking about the guy that works with the president's sister?
Right. That was a little slick for a guy who apparently had no experience.
I had more of a problem with how quickly they got the director of Homeland Security to resign.
That too.
I thought that was just like bam, 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 and then they saw the man. It's been done. And Chad Lowe couldn't look better, could he?
Always.
Chad Lowe. Doesn't look like the divorce from that. His meal tickets hit him any too hard.
Although you have to say, he did a good job of playing a sneaky little...
Smarmy
son of a bitch last night.
Probably typecast. I don't know. He's probably a perfectly nice guy.
No, he's a dick, Mike. He's a dick.
Smarmy Chad Lowe.
Hello, Don and Mike show. He's no Barbaro. Chad Lowe is no Barbaro.
They won't give a tribute and appreciation to Chad Lowe when he goes, no.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
What's up?
You know, I'm surprised that they don't share Barbaros with everybody else. I need some glue sticks, and I could spread them with 1,000 people or so.
Cricket time. Cricket time.
Boring.
Cricket time.
It takes so long, too. It's so delayed. The bad joke is so delayed.
Yes.
Shut up. Okay, off you go.
Come on, listen to the tape.
He's listening to it.
I hated it.
Are you there, sir?
Yeah.
Do you understand what point we were trying to make here?
Uh-huh.
Well, no, you don't.
No, I don't. Think I don't. You do.
No.
Listen, the radio was up real loud. What you're hearing came out of our mouths about a minute and 40 seconds ago. It makes you sound eternally stupid to have the radio up so loud in the background.
You've got to turn the radio down and listen to the phone. Other door.
Hello, did you hear us?
No.
Now, why are you being quiet? Are you confused? What's going on? Do you understand we're giving you a little hard time because the glue joke was about maybe 45 minutes late, and it wasn't funny.
And you're listening to the radio. Now, we actually break down the third wall and say to you, just turn down the radio, and you just sit there.
I had the radio down.
No, we heard it way loud.
We heard it. Did you try your joke on anybody before you called us?
No.
Good for you.
All right.
Were you laughing at yourself or what? Or just
no. Let's just say that my mom's from Toronto. Sorry.
All right. Thank you.
Sorry.
Come on. You could have saved us a couple minutes, for goodness sakes, with that.
I'm sorry. My mom's Toronto.
Okay.
Right.
Go and sin no more.
Bye-bye.
You're making me horny.
Yeah, get out of here.
Who measure he sends along this picture of his genitals.
Oh. Don't they have that going?
Horny.
Don't they have that going against Idol tonight?
Tonight.
Yeah, and also I think they're bringing it back next week as well. When do we have Chris Hansen on the show? Is it next week?
Next Monday we have Chris Hansen on. They're doing 6 weeks of it.
Okay.
And that guy who says you're making me horny, that's the recreated voice from the email.
You're making me horny.
And I saw one of the ads for, we're talking about To Catch a Predator on NBC.
Uh-huh.
I think on this new series of episodes, Is it a two-time loser? Is it the guy that they've caught already twice before? Or is it a guy that they've just caught one time
might
before?
Be one time. I know that the guy is completely aware that it's Chris Hansen when he comes walking out.
It's busy at our undercover house in Long Beach, California.
Okay, he's getting out of the car.
Just stay tight, and we'll go to the front door.
Hi, how are you doing? Come on in.
He's Paul Clemente, a 22-year-old college student from San Diego.
Chris Hansen, what a great show that is. And I could not agree with you more. How stupid of NBC. They have a show that not only does some good,
right,
but everybody loves watching.
Fascinating.
Why would you put it on against The Juggernaut? Why would you put it on against the most popular program in TV history?
Yeah, and it's such
in recent TV history.
It's such a valuable show for them too. I mean, from even beyond ratings, and they put it on against American Idol. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Let me see tonight. Right at 8 o'clock. Now, God, they're stupid.
Is it a 2-hour Idol tonight?
No, it's a 1-hour Idol tonight.
And House returns.
So you have a new House after American Idol.
Right.
NBC has The Perverted Justice, the Chris Hansen Show at 8,
mm-hmm.
then Law and Order, then Law and Order.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh.
You never have enough of that.
CBS has NCIS, The Unit, and 48 Hours Mystery.
Put that on Dateline on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or tonight. Tonight.
Just move it.
Just put it on against House. Put it on against Boston Legal. Yeah. Put it on against Law and Order. Don't put it on against American Idol.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't put it on against Boston Legal.
Who are you?
Denny Crane.
You know what, on that list, where's that list that we had yesterday, the catchphrases?
Right. Yeah. That should go on.
This is a problem. No. Buzz, I don't know.
Not yet?
This is something we really can discuss at some point on the show.
Maybe Live Long and Prosper probably should go on that list.
Maybe we can come back and discuss this. When we had Big Ed McMahon on yesterday, we were talking about this list from TV Land of the 100 greatest catchphrases of all time.
Right.
And I think a problem living in the time that we live in is that because people have such a give-it-to-me-now mentality,
short-term,
you really forget what came before, and you don't give a crap what came before.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, in the history of TV, really, you mean You're Fired by Donald Trump is the third greatest catchphrase of all time?
No, you're absolutely right. It's the immediacy of everybody wants it today.
Right. What's the one you just had, though?
Live Long and Prosper.
Okay, Live Long and Prosper.
That's what Spock used to say.
Right. That's only number 22 on this list.
That's ridiculous.
Crazy. And my point is that there are a lot of shows on this list, like The Apprentice, Seinfeld counts. That's okay.
Right. But recent shows that haven't been on that.
Yeah.
Where's Schlemiel Schlemazel?
Probably
on there.
The X-Files, Boston Legal. Here it is. Denny Crane. Denny Crane is the 76th biggest TV catchphrase of all time.
Denny Crane.
Now, they have that between I Know Nothing by Sergeant Schultz.
I Know Nothing.
And Marsha, Marsha, Marsha from the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
I mean, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Denny Crane.
Don't you think all this like that should be a little more historical?
Yes.
I really do. Just having, you know, you've got to get them seasoned a little bit before they reach that iconic step.
If you're going to make a list like that, the You're Fired Donald Trump thing should be like at number 90 or number 100.
Yeah, working its way up.
Give it a chance to work its way back up to the top. Right.
And it's also Donald Trump branding it, Donald Trump putting his name on it,
probably
but it's not really created, you know. It's not created by that TV show.
And this is a problem that we have whenever you see a list of the greatest whatever of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Very near the top is always whatever is hot right now, right this very second.
There seems to be more of a need now to jam in current shows and current phrases with shows of the past, and I'm not sure whether that makes a lot of sense. And I would have felt like that 20 years ago, just like I feel right now. I don't want to make that sound like an old man thing.
Here's the worst one of all on this list. Now that I'm looking at this, I'm going to go in the bottom part. Number 100 is Barney Fife, Nip It in the Bud.
Yeah.
99, That's the Ticket by John Lovitz.
Uh-huh.
Number 98 from Newhart, I'm Larry, is my brother Daryl. My other brother Daryl. And then you have way up the list, at number 91,
mm-hmm.
Suit Up. S-U-I-T.
What's that from?
That is Barney Stinson from How I Met Your Mother.
What? Oh, my God.
What? That is the number 91 all-time greatest TV quote and catchphrase.
You know what's one that should be on there?
How long has How I Met Your Mother been on the air? How many minutes?
Is Let's Be Careful Out There on there from Hill Street Blues?
It should be.
I mean, these are just popping into my head, and right. I mean, you know, we're not even compiling the list.
Sorry about that, Chief. Missed it by that much. A couple from Get Smart.
I don't see it. No? Hold on a second. You have Here It Is, Your Moment of Zen from The Daily Show.
Mm-hmm. Even that, I think, is a little...
too new.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV. Vic's Formula 44 ad. Hey Now, Hank Kingsley,
oh, good.
87.
Are there any Archie-isms in there from All in the Family at all?
You know,
stifle yourself.
As soon as we come back from the break.
Okay.
Because I'm being an idiot going through this thing while we're on the air, trying to look with all your questions, because there's a
how many on the list? On 100?
There's 100 of them.
Okay.
There's 100 of them. Here's another one. Don't Make Me Angry. Do you have any idea?
Oh, Incredible Hulk, right?
Yeah. See, I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
David Banner.
It was right. In the open.
But that's not a catchphrase, is it?
I don't know.
Does it count?
I think it's
you wouldn't like me if I was angry. That's the rest of it that should be there.
All right. There is, Mike, I did find Archie Bunker at number 40. Stifle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Stifle.
Yeah, I still laugh at it, too. After all these just...
Stifle, Edith. Edith. Now, does this count as a catchphrase? From Cheers. Norm.
No,
I know they say it.
No,
like, I know they say it.
It
like,
really doesn't, because I mean,
Norm,
he walks in Norm.
He walks into the bar, but
no, it just. No. I don't know. I think that you could put a list of 100. You would really, if you did some more research on it, you could lock in the list, and they would really be catchphrases.
Makes sense. Yeah.
How about, this one doesn't belong on this list. Let's Get Ready to Rumble by Michael Buffer.
No, that
maybe at the bottom.
God, you see his brother. Have you seen his brother does Ultimate Fighting?
Michael Buffer's brother?
He's a buffer.
Wasn't there a UFC?
He's a buffer.
Wasn't there a UFC pay-per-view this weekend?
There might be, but when I was during our brief time away, I watched a lot. I discovered Spike TV. And Spike TV, if they give you anything, they give you unedited Ultimate Fighting for free.
Wow.
And they give it to you all the time, and I enjoyed that more than anything. You know, Beats paying $25.99 for it, but I know I watched one of them, and they said we're going to go down to our announcer, and I forgot what his name, like
Larry.
Ziggy Buffer, Larry Buffer, and he was doing the same thing, and he looked not quite like Michael Buffer.
All I know is about this guy, Michael Buffer, what Mike was alluding to was that it was one of those times that we really had a kick me sign on our back. This had to be, what, 15 years ago?
A long time ago. And, I mean, we didn't even process.
Every goddamn DJ in the world is playing tapes on the show like...
they're great!
Right, like sound bites from commercials and stuff.
And we got hold of a CD that had... It was a sports CD, right?
It was an ESPN Jock Jam CD.
Jock Jams.
That had like... Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey!
Hey!
And right at the beginning of it, on the CD that we bought, it had Michael Buffer saying, "Are you ready to rumble?"
Right. And it was on the CD.
Seems like fair game.
We played it on the show a couple of times.
Right.
One day we get called in the office, and they say, out of all the gin joints in the world, out of all of the thousands of idiot disc jockeys that are playing this tape, congratulations, guys. Michael Buffer has selected you guys to be the ones that he sues for copyright infringement.
Wow. We were the one of the first. We found out later he did it to. He ended up doing it to everybody.
What a nice man!
It was. I guess he had like a team of guys that looked out for that, so that he could. What's that?
He's killed us.
So the Let's Get Ready to Rumble thing.
He protects it. It's all he has.
Yeah,
and his brother's name, by the way, is Bruce.
Bruce.
Bruce Buffer.
Bruce Buffer.
I'm Bruce Buffer. Hi there.
Bruce Buffer. Let's see. Let's go to the squared circle.
His half brother.
My name is Bruce Buffer. I'm very sad about Barbara.
It's his half brother.
It is his half brother.
It's his half brother.
He's a half buff. A Buffer brother.
That's right.
The Buffer boys.
Okay. Well, we'll continue all of this when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I don't think I like this.
Like what?
Will you run away after every time we make love?
Well, Alex, what difference does it make whether I leave now or in the morning? The fact is, I gotta go.
You're not gonna leave, huh?
Oh, come on. Oh, come on.
I need it.
Hey,
Alex.
Jesus Christ, I mean, it's be reasonable.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
Simple. What?
Thank you. Goodbye. Don't call me. I'll call you.
Come on now. We are adults, aren't we?
That's what's up to me.
I thought we would have a good time.
But no, you didn't. You thought you'd have a good time. You didn't stop for a second to think about me.
I like you. And if I wasn't with somebody else, maybe I'd be with you.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also weak arms.
I am.
Please don't justify yourself. It's pathetic. You tell me to f*** off. I'd have more respect for you.
All right, then f*** off.
And you get out!
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
Hello, can I get you?
Scotch
and vodka. I just
want to
give
you a...
Will you?
Just cut it! I don't know what you're into. I'm going to tell you it's
going to
stop right
there. No, it's not going to stop. It's going to go on and on until you face up to your responsibilities.
What responsibilities?
I just want to be a part of your life.
Oh, this is the way you do it, huh?
Showing
up at
my apartment! What am I supposed to do? You
won't
answer my calls. You change your number. I'm not
going to
be ignored.
Go change your diaper, baby.
The Don, the quest for fire. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yes, we are. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, do you guys realize that the KHT runs a little shot in the middle of his show advertising to win a free screen or TV? So you'd be
Slow down for a second, Fredder. You're calling from what market are you listening to the show on?
KHTK.
Sacramento, okay.
Right. Okay. So right in the middle, you could be right up to a punchline to a joke, and all of a sudden it stops, and you get this, call whatever number and win a free TV. Call now. And then you'll be laughing. And so we have no idea what you're saying. They've done that twice already since you've been on the air.
Well, you know, that does suck, but I imagine what they're doing is making sure that people listen to the station participate in whatever the contest is. And if you don't do contests during commercials,
right?
So you know, they should time it. They should actually run it as we're coming out of a commercial break.
Yeah, they could spare like 10-15 seconds.
Right. Going into a commercial break, say call now for the prize. All right,
I've said that to them.
We will look into it.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Not satisfied. He wasn't satisfied.
Right. He's from Sacramento. That's right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey guys, long time listener. First time caller. I'm going back a little bit to when you were talking about catchphrases from shows, things like "Get Smart."
Yes.
Sorry about that, Chief. And "To the Moon with You." You know, the old honeymooners, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I remember that. "To the Moon with You."
To the moon with you.
To the moon with you.
And he said it with a British accent too. To the moon with you,
Ralphie boy.
I can't go bowling with you, Ralphie boy.
Norton, I want to go bowling.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, howdy.
I can't wait to see the Donkey Show.
Okay, hello, Donaldo E. Miguel.
Good luck with that.
Hello. Oops, I'm sorry, my fault. Hello, you're on the air.
We continue, Captain, the search for intelligent life.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, Barbara was 6 for 6 for $2.3 million in earnings, not $550,000.
Can I tell you something? I could give a rat's ass. Really? I mean, you know what you are? You're a nitpicker. You're a corrector.
And it took you like 6 minutes to realize you were on the air.
And really, who cares? If it's 5 or 5 or 6, who cares? It's a dead horse. Who cares?
You're welcome.
Hello? We got to be number one rated in helpers.
Yes.
I really don't know any other radio show.
That was not even arguing the point for the coverage at all. That was just a guy that said, hey, here's what I know. I'm going to tell you what.
You know what I've noticed a lot of times when I'm watching TV and it'd be like, Today Show, for instance.
What?
Meredith Vieira will say something like, and coming up on the show today, we're going to have John Clooney. Oh, is he handsome? Is he fabulous? Nobody comes out during the next segment and says, excuse me, Meredith, it's George Clooney.
Not John.
Not John Clooney.
You don't get that.
I mean, not even the people on the show say anything.
No.
Because it's one of those things.
let it go.
They just let it go. Everybody knows she meant George.
Let it go.
Or Rosemary.
Right. Why do people love to correct us? Is it because we are so perfect?
Or I think it's because we're so accessible.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Or is it that we give out the aura of being so perfect?
I think that we correct a lot, and because we correct a lot, they correct a lot, and it's accessibility. You see, if Meredith Vieira was to say, coming up on Today Show, this is Today on NBC, we will have John Clooney here next. And but before we do that, let's take some really stupid phone calls. Now, if Meredith Vieira did that, she'd be corrected. Meredith! I believe that was George Clooney. I'm calling from St. Louis.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, that guy's name is Bruce Buffer, Mike.
Well, Buzz had that actually before the commercial break. Right. And what I'm surprised at is that you didn't hear that, because this is not a delay excuse.
Oh, I'm sorry. KHTK must have been playing their promo.
No, I don't think you were paying attention to that. That's a new excuse.
He wasn't even calling from that area code. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. I was calling about that list you guys have been talking about. I didn't hear it. Maybe I missed it. But did they mention Beam Me Up, Scotty?
Beam Me Up, Scotty from Star Trek.
Hold on. Let's get back to this real fast. Thank you, my friend.
Mike mentioned
the show on
I think Live Long and Prosper.
Oh, that was the one.
Yeah. Yes.
Isn't Beam Me Up, Scotty one of the ones that was never actually said?
I think that's like the urban legend. I saw that on a Star Trek special.
Yeah.
You're probably right. No.
Yeah.
Special. Where they were saying
but
that.
You no, he had to say, beam me up, Scotty.
I don't think he did.
Scotty, beam me up.
I don't think he did.
He said, kiss me, Scotty.
He said, me so horny.
Okay. Here we go. The greatest catchphrases. According to TV Land.
Yes.
I'm going to go past the obvious ones that belong on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, I think we're agreed, Hey Now by Hank Kingsley.
Hey Now.
Okay. Right. And then you've got, for instance, here's a good one to argue, number 86. That's Hot by Paris Hilton.
That is, boy, that's tough. You know, does it really? She did make that her own.
But she has made it her own catchphrase. But is it because of A Simple Life or whatever that dumb show was? What was the name of that show?
The Simple Life.
I think that's right.
The Simple Life.
Hey, I have one that just jumped into my, and That's the Way It Is.
Oh,
Walter Cronkite's signature sign-off. Is that on there?
Let me see if it's there.
That's the way it is.
All right, going from 100 bottoms up, I'll give you the really lame ones.
He's so horny.
I love it when a plan comes together. Any idea?
No.
Hannibal from the A-Team.
No good.
Let me see. Oh, my nose.
No.
Marsha Brady, that's the one where she gets hit in the face with the football, but
oh,
I don't think...
God, that's one, horrible.
One episode. I thought that was Warren Tweed.
How about this one? Welcome to the O.C., bitch. Well, of course it's from the O.C.,
the
but...
O.C. is...
The O.C. should not be on this list.
Wow.
Hold on. Holy crap.
Oh, okay.
All right, who is that famous for?
That's the dad from Everybody Loves Raymond, right?
Right.
Yeah, Peter Boyle.
Okay. Then you have, Mike, Let's Be Careful Out There's number 72.
Oh, okay, Hill Street Blues. That belongs on the list.
Tell me what you don't like about yourself.
Oh, that's very easy. Nip Tuck. Nip Tuck.
Oh, yeah. Really? I don't watch that show either.
It doesn't belong on the list, but that's their standard.
Probably not as, because it's not really that widely viewed. Oh,
they
right?
say it almost every week, but you're right. It's a small niche show.
How about this one? I'll read it the way it's written.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. H-E-H. H-E-H. Ha-ha. Hey.
Beavis and Butthead?
Correct.
Okay.
Let me see. Elizabeth, I'm Coming. That's a good one.
And so Fred Sanford, Sanford and Son.
Right. We're only up to number 53.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Top 50. There's so many ads in here. Tastes great, less filling. Time to make the donut.
Well, there's another thing. They're all over the, you know, you'd have to have a separate list.
Silly Rabbit, Tricks are for Kids.
Famous commercial sayings.
Mm-hmm. Read my lips, no new taxes. That's not a TV catchphrase.
No, a presidential speech.
Right. God. Okay, Good Night and Good Luck is number 41.
Edward R. Murrow. Uh-huh.
Then you have Sock It to Me, Rowan and Martin. That's good.
Sure.
Okay, here's one that I would never get. Rob, you're not eligible for this one. If it weren't for you meddling kids, and maybe I'm not enunciating that correctly.
I don't know.
Wait, say it again. If it weren't for you meddling kids.
Cops?
No. The bad guy from Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?
Oh, God.
That's number
break.
37.
Who wrote that, Barbaro?
Let me see. And then, God, as you get to the 30s, they're all ads. It takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps going and going and going. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Bet you can't eat just one.
Oh, dear. What's up?
Don?
Yes.
Joe Ardinger has made his way into the studio.
Joe.
Hi, Joe. How about where's the beef? Joe, were you listening to the show yesterday?
I heard the show yesterday.
Okay, well, we did mention number 7. Number 7.
Way up there.
Mentioned yesterday.
Top 10.
Joe.
On this show.
Oh, lock the door.
On this very program. KHDK probably ran one of the ads.
That is Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Okay, then you just got a bunch of stupid ones. We could come up with a million better ones than on this list. Let me see. Yada, yada, yada is there.
Mm-hmm.
No soup for you is there.
Right.
Then you have, here's the top 15. Bookum Dano,
yeah.
Space the Final Frontier. That's from Hawaii Five-0 and Star Trek,
right.
Respectively.
Right.
Then we are two wild and crazy guys.
Yeah, that's big.
Steve Martin. Dynamite, Good Times. Mm-hmm. Okay. A. Fonzie.
Okay.
I'm Not a Crook, Richard Nixon.
That doesn't count. Nope.
Yabba Dabba Doo. Absolutely, that's a catchphrase. Right. What You Talking About, Willis?
Mm-hmm.
It's a catchphrase.
Pretty big.
Where's the Beef?
Commercial, so it should be in a different category.
Doe, Homer Simpson.
You know, I'm not big on those either because it's really not a phrase as much as a sound.
Right. Isn't I Carumba more of a catchphrase?
I agree.
Or Eat My Shorts?
Yes. Yeah, I Carumba would be up there.
Right. Then you have Ask Not What Your Country Can Do For You at number 5.
Wrong list.
Number 4, Baby, You're the Greatest.
That should be on there.
Honeymooners. Number 3, You're Fired. Donald Trump.
No.
Number 2, One Small Step for Man by Neil Armstrong.
Separate category.
And number 1 is Big Ed.
And now,
here's
ladies
John.
And gentlemen,
here's
Don and Mike.
And that is exactly what's wrong with all of these stupid lists. Like, you sit through a 2-hour special
right.
on, in this case, TV Land, and maybe half of them are really legitimate TV catchphrases.
Yes, yeah.
But they got to junk it up with crap like, what was the one show with the How I Met Your Mother?
Right.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, 2 hours.
Is it as though they don't have enough, but they have enough. I mean,
yeah.
I would think they'd have plenty of material.
That's
maybe it's about
it
rights, you know, getting rights to it.
That's the way it is. Never was on the list. You mentioned it, Mike. It should be there.
Hello,
right?
Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Howdy.
How about, what you talking about, Willis?
Okay, it's Mr. 3 minutes ago.
Now, that's he is past the delay time.
He is past the delay time, Mike.
I'm in Sacramento.
Of course you are.
Hold on. No, you're not. Where's area code 209?
Spokane, isn't it?
I think so. Where's 209, sir?
And that's the way it is. Mike is number 21 on the list.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Rob. Just found that for
me. Hey, I've got one.
Yes.
How about Where's the Beef?
Modesto. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Modesto. Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, you were talking about, I just wanted to go back to the miscasting of Jack's father on 24, James Cromwell, the mm-hmm. actor that's doing it.
Absolutely.
Why in the world didn't they get Donald Sutherland?
They did. He said he wanted to work in another project that had a little more meaning. He said, you only do that once. That's Donald Sutherland's theory. You only work, you know, with your son one time. Mm-hmm. And he wanted it to be something, probably like a movie. He wants it to be a better project.
Ah. I hate to be like a broken record, but we already had a big discussion about that on the show, like last week when it was announced that Dad was coming on.
Right.
It would have been a hell of a lot. I think we can all agree it would have been a hell of a lot better to see Donald. So that might have saved it. And Rob has just handed me a bulletin.
Mm-hmm.
It is snowing outside.
Blizzardy.
Snow! That's it. Show's over.
Topper alert.
Good night.
Here's something for our affiliate cities. You're going to like this. There's a website. Oh, Mike, stop looking out the window.
His oh, sorry.
He's pressing against the glass.
Stop looking
at
the flakes.
Stop looking out the window.
Look at the flakes in the air.
I see that.
Duh. Where's the beef? Look at that.
It's snowing. That's not a flurry. That's a snow shower.
Yeah.
Topper told me that.
Mm-hmm.
Topper told me there is a difference between a snow flurry and a snow shower.
That's correct.
The tribe has spoken.
That's another one on the list.
Jeff Probst.
Probst.
The truth is out there.
That's a good one.
From the X-Files.
Mm-hmm.
Live long and prosper.
Yep, that should be on there.
I'm Rick James, bitch. See, that's a catchphrase.
Yeah, it is.
To me, even though it's not popular now, I'm Rick James. Here's the thing. if it was big enough to be on a T-shirt over the summer,
mm-hmm.
it's a catchphrase.
Right.
But here's another one shouldn't be in here. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
That's another political one.
That's that guy yelling at Dan Quayle, right?
Lloyd Benson. Right. Wrong category again.
Okay. Here's a good one. You idiot from Ren and Stimpy.
Okay, that's right.
Ren and Stimpy.
The animated ones are good. I think the animated ones belong on the list.
Idiot. You idiot. Right. How do they spell that? E-E-E-E-E-D-I-O-T. You idiot.
Hey, where's this one? Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods. That's a classic. That's way up there. I think it should be in there. It's fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Roker. All right, when we come back, Mike, it's spotlight on our affiliates.
Oh, dear.
Hey, guys, we've not heard anything on from Nancy yet, have we?
No, I hope to hear from during the break.
All right, so we might be going down to Florida with the beautiful Jim Nance in a second. In case that don't work out.
She's down there working on her tan.
When we come back, we'll be talking about some of our affiliate cities. In particular, the topic will be crime.
Ah.
Crime at a major, major store in our affiliate cities.
Really?
Okay. A retail chain has just released a bunch of crime statistics about their stores across America.
Okay, it'll give me a chance to ask you about a new store that's coming out, and I don't know if you've seen the ad for it.
What?
I kid you not. I thought it was a fake commercial when I first saw it.
What's the store?
C-Mart. Have you seen the ads for it?
You mean letter C-Mart?
C-Mart. And it's supposed to be...
I have not seen it.
I actually... I've
seen it.
I paused it on the old TiVo.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
C-Mart, they had an ad. They said it's going to be an exit right off the Beltway.
That lady should call. That lady that called the show about an hour ago that was mad about me talking.
Anything you want. I'm not kidding you. C-Mart.
And imagine if they really used the word.
Yeah.
If they really said...
Welcome. They're all just wearing aprons.
I put that on a T-shirt.
Welcome to C-Mart. Thank you for shopping with us. Make sure you check out our snack shack.
I saw a bunch of greeters.
Yes, please.
I know, but can you imagine how you'd be greeted at C-Mart?
Oh, sure.
It'd be just like for most guys, they're like going home at night.
It'd be fantastic. It'd be a nice opportunity for some people.
Paper and plastic! I've been all day with the kids. You got the job. You go with your friends. You get to have fun. Well, take care of these rats for a while.
Just get that guy from Walmart, too. C's are great.
And the last thing I'll tell you, Mike, the story in question is, in fact, Walmart.
Is it Walmart?
When we come back, we'll play a little game.
Okay.
In calendar year 2006, mm-hmm. what city had the most police calls to its Walmart?
I can't wait. Sorry.
Out of our affiliate cities.
All right.
These cities are playing the game. Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Sacramento, Reno, Las Vegas, Wichita, Rochester, New York, Miami, Burlington, Iowa, Portland, Maine, Portland, Oregon, Spokane, York, Pennsylvania, Lafayette, Louisiana, and Pittsburgh.
Wow.
Those are the markets we broadcast to where they have Walmarts.
Crime. Quite a horse race. Sorry, Barbaro.
And I just tell you, you won't be let down.
Oh, goody.
You won't be let down.
Fantastic.
You won't be let down.
Good stuff. Where else do they have to go?
In the 916. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Alone at last.
I made your favorite.
Fried chicken.
No.
Hamburgers?
No, your favorite, Pee-wee.
Cheese sandwich.
No.
I know, turkey a la king.
No.
Vegetarian plate.
No.
Shepherd pie?
No.
Olive loaf.
No.
Can't think of anything else. I give up.
Egg salad, darling.
Egg salad, my favorite. Egg salad-y.
The Don and Mike Show. America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You look like one of those creatures that live in the jungle with those massive eyes. What are they called? Bush baby.
Bush baby. That's right.
What the bloody hell was that?
I don't know. They will make you sacramental. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, I got a catchphrase that Don and Mike might like.
You're talking to us.
Very dangerous.
Howdy.
Hey guys, what's happening?
Hi there.
I was thinking it was from your buddy JP. Indeed.
JP? Our buddy JP. Of course, James Brown. Hello, Don and Mike.
Didn't feel he needed the crickets. I was certainly waiting for
They're
you.
They're tired today, Mike.
Are they exhausted? Yeah. They're getting a workout.
Are you guys tired today?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
This is awesome, Mike. Hello. Don and Mike.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Boys, they opened a C-Mart right next to a Yankee by my house.
No, I'm not joking. I actually saw a commercial today, and I froze it and looked at it, but it was weird. The still frame was weird. It looked as though it was a store with a stadium behind it. Now, I don't know whether I was having some sort of acid flashback.
It's real. It's real?
There is a C-Mart. They have a website as well.
C-Mart. Do you have it on your computer? Well, turn it around.
A discount store. Here it comes. It should be loading now.
All right. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi. I've got a catchphrase for Don and Mike.
There it is. C-Mart.
C-Mart.
It's one of the best.
What the hell is that?
It's Perry White, Great Caesar's Ghost from the old Superman.
Retard says what?
Great Caesar's Ghost.
Right. Bye.
Great Caesar's Ghost. Why did you call?
You said historical.
Great Caesar's Ghost.
So there is a C-Mart after all.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I got the classic commercial line of all time.
I didn't believe we were trolling for these, were we?
Well, all I know, there's some very exhausted bugs in this studio.
Patata, spicy, spicy, meatball.
Okay.
That's not even right. But you know what he meant, though.
Well, you didn't have it perfectly right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey.
18 out of D.C.
Come again, friend?
I said I'm 18 out of D.C. betting that D.C. has the highest Walmart rate.
You're calling us from D.C.?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, is this about the Walmart thing?
Yeah.
No, you are incorrect, sir. D.C. does not have the most police calls to the Walmarts.
Huh. Oh, wow.
At least out of our small empire.
I would imagine you'd have to have a lot of Walmarts in D.C., and I don't think there are many in D.C.
There's only 11 Walmarts in the Washington, D.C. metro area.
Yeah, that's in the metro. That's not in the city itself.
I don't know if there are any Walmarts in D.C. itself.
I don't think I've seen any.
Maybe there's one. Maybe probably none. All right, there's a website called WalmartCrimeReport.com.
Ah,
and you put in a zip code, and it shows you all the Walmarts within 100 miles of the zip code.
What are the statistics for the one in Ellsworth, Maine?
Mike, hold on a second. Now, a lot of our markets have called in already. I didn't mention all of the names. Like some of our smaller markets.
Right.
Like we don't have anything but small markets. Some of our teenier markets, like San Luis Obispo, California, called in. Ocean
right.
City, Maryland, called in. Said we have a Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a Walmart, it doesn't count in the survey.
Ah, okay.
So of the markets that we broadcast to,
these are multiple Walmart locations.
Well, I got a breakdown for you, Mike.
All right.
Here in D.C., our home city for over 20 years,
the D.C. metro area,
there are 11 Walmarts in the D.C. metro.
I would say that's probably not a large number compared to other cities.
Last year, there were 4,451 police calls to Walmarts in Washington, D.C.
Wow. That's a large number.
Substantial.
I'm very surprised at that.
Mike, that's nothing. I'm going to shoot the wad right here. In Sacramento, where there are 28 Walmarts.
Of course there are.
They had 15,632 police calls last year.
Wow. Boy, that doesn't make that little smiley face smile. thefts are great.
Now, let me see. A lot of this goes with the ratio of how many stores there are in a market. For instance, Dynamite Spotlight on Las Vegas.
I would think Las Vegas would be up there, I would think.
Only two Walmarts in Las Vegas.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yet they generated 2,345 total police calls.
Wow. If I can just shoplift this parka, I can pay for my slot machine.
All right, Miami, South Florida. There are 9 Walmarts there.
Okay.
Last year, and Miami would have been my guess, they're way up there, not as good as Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Over 10,000, 10,214 total police calls.
The overall number of police calls in general surprised me a little bit. I was surprised that they have. They must have a lot of shoplifting.
Let's go to some of our smaller markets. How about Portland, Maine?
I'd be very curious to know what Portland, Maine is.
7 Walmarts in Portland, Maine.
Yeah.
Last year, 2,792 total police calls to 7 Walmarts.
Sounds to me like Walmart's a bit of a target.
So 7...
Get it?
7 goes into 27. 7 times 3 is 21. That would be, that's about like, 300, 400 for each store.
Wow.
Burlington, Iowa. There are 4 Walmarts in Burlington, Iowa, and they had 1,819 total police calls. I mean, I got a list of every...
Police calls can be a number of things. It doesn't always mean somebody has stolen something or even some crime has been committed.
It can be
for anything.
Correct. And if you go to this website that we found, they do give details of exactly what the crimes are and if there was a crime or not a crime. However, the important thing to note is of all the cities we broadcast to,
it's a pretty amazing statistic.
Once again, Sacramento, California, congratulations. It's another plead in your case.
And Don, I believe the statistics in that city... All horrible crimes with the police calls.
All murders. All murders. Murders and rapes.
Uh-huh. Several of them multiple.
And children were hurt.
Yes.
And old people were hurt.
Yes.
Horrible things.
Horrible things going on.
There's torture chambers.
Yep.
They killed Kentucky Derby winners.
Terrible. Right.
They killed Barbaro.
Yes. Horse mutilation going on.
They killed
on.
Barbaro at the Sacramento Walmart.
Horrible stuff.
15,000 calls last year.
Wow.
Hello.
There you go.
Let's go to Walmart and steal something.
Sacramento. Hello, Dynamite Show. Howdy.
I'm doing very well. If you guys' data for the Walmarts for the Sacramento area is 100-mile radius, that also encompasses the Bay Area, which crime is out of control in the Bay.
That must be it. Are you trying to defend Sacramento?
My friend, hold on just a moment. Let me tell you...
Hold on. Okay.
San Francisco. 15 stores, 7,026 total police calls last year.
Hmm. And what was Sacramento again, Don? Just because I forgot the stat.
28 stores and over 15,000 police calls last year.
Ah. 15,000.
I forgot San Francisco. Are we still on in San Francisco anyway? I don't think we are, right?
I also don't think we're on Lafayette anymore.
Lafayette, Louisiana?
Yeah, I don't think we're...
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Las Vegas is calling.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I could count 3 Walmarts on Nellis Boulevard alone. I don't know where they got only 2 Walmart.
Huh.
All right, we'll go to WalmartCrimeReport.com. Maybe Walmart will do... Las Vegas will do better on the Walmart crime survey. I don't know. I thought it was... thank you. I thought it was a weird stat as well, just going with what's on the website.
I wonder if Vegas has more C-Marts than Walmart.
Oh. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
I'd just like to thank my fellow Sacramentans, especially the crack whores. You know, they really made it happen for us over at Walmart.
They
really went above and beyond. I think that they're doing a hell of a job.
Okay.
I didn't think we could beat Miami. I didn't think we could beat, Vegas, but we did it. And I just want to say thank
right
you.
On. Thank you, my friend.
Okay. We're spinning yards when you talk about crack whores. We all know it's crystal meth out there. I watch Cops.
Your crack whore is a step above Sacramento.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Do you still watch Cops at all? Do you...
You know why I do? Well, first off, there's really nothing else on Saturday
night. Yeah, exactly. There's nothing on Saturday
night. And it's in high def.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Gobbs is in high def. Who doesn't love high def?
They have the lady where it never fails to amaze me. They stop a lady on a bicycle because she ran a stop sign on a bicycle. And you look at her and they
what,
said...
she a meth user?
A meth user. And, and they bring out... It's very sad sometimes because they bring out the driver's license and you see her face from a driver's license that was taken like a year ago.
Oh, the before shot.
Before picture. Yeah. Before picture. And then you see her and she's just like... And they said, do you have anything illegal in this backpack? And she knows the cop's going to look at it and she looks at the cop and says, no, I don't have anything in it. And they go in there... And she's just got, they're bringing out baggie after baggie after baggie. And then when they get to the jail, they show a close-up of her, and then they show a close-up of her driver's license.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, I'm just hearing all this talk about Sacramento.
My lady, my crack whore, my meth whore. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey. Hello.
All the great whores out there. What's happening? The Junkettes. And not to be left out, the Donna Mike Cougars.
The Cougars.
Our own whores. Our own cheerleading squad.
Coming to a store opening near you.
Hello.
C-Marts.
What's up? Are you still there?
Yeah.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hi.
You see, it's a little bit unorthodox. It just happened again on our show.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of times you hear this sound, which indicates you're on the air. And even if you jump in like a steam locomotive, sometimes we're still going to keep talking.
Right.
But a lot of times... You wait until we're done, and then if you wait till we're done and you wait too long, we jump back in again.
Right.
So right now, jump in. Go.
Suck me.
Suck on that, losers.
Wow. Now, here I was trying to be helpful, and the man is coming on to me.
You did help him. I was thinking during that whole time that it would be wonderful to have the Donna Mike Cougars have their very first store opening be a C-Mart.
You're making me horny.
Very horny.
For good measure, he sends along this picture of his genitals. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Calling from Las Vegas.
Okay.
Hey, Walmart's off the top of my head, but you got to go outside city limits if you want to find a seat.
Okay. Thank you.
Keep us posted.
Bye-bye.
It seems to be the theme. A lot of people are very frustrated with a shortchanging Las Vegas on the number of Walmarts that they have. They sound very proud.
How stupid of me. Walmart has 20,000 locations in Las Vegas.
Yes, fastest growing metropolis in the United States.
And last year they received 150,000 police calls to those Walmarts.
Yes, but if you balance out the numbers, the equation still works in favor of Sacramento.
The best Walmart is actually in Caesar's Palace.
The Forum Shop.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I want to talk to Don and Mike about Jim Nance.
What about her? You're on the air. What's happening?
Oh, Jim Nance bought
You might want to turn that radio down.
Oh, well, okay. Sorry, Mike.
That's all right.
You might want to reference one of the thousands of people we've already mentioned that to today.
Yeah.
Today alone.
Well, Jim Nance bought a mansion for $4 million right outside of Charleston, South Carolina. I thought you might want to bring it up when you talk to him.
Why?
Oh, because, see if he denies it or not.
If he bought one, why would he deny it?
Why would he?
I don't know. I thought you'd like to rib him a little bit.
And exactly how would we rib him?
Because you always rib him.
How would we rib him?
Walk us through it so we know how to do it when we get him on.
No. Matt, you're the guys who can do it. Don, you do it best.
No, thank you once again. Now you've done it the other way. Mike does that. I don't do that. But
you're both great. Thanks.
Can you hold on? You don't leave just yet.
Okay.
Could you give us a little insight as to what you might want to hear us? You know, normally we don't ask listeners for this kind of help. We kind of wing it.
I read it.
What would you say? I'm just going to take it hypothetical. You got Jim Nance on, and you want to bring it up.
He just bought a new house. How should we bring it up to him?
Man, you're asking somebody that don't know how to do this stuff.
Right. Exactly.
You always say leave it to you guys.
Yeah, well, you didn't do that. You brought up an idea.
Let me give you one that maybe you can help us out with. What if we were asked Jim Nance about the last booger he ate?
I don't think that would be as interesting as this.
All right, well, let's take it a step further. Then we would say to him, well, if he would deny it, of course, that he's ever done that. And we said, well,
eating a booger?
We'd say... Well, you know how you're supposed to do that. Now, I know you can help us with that. How do you do that? How do you pick it and eat it?
I don't know. Don, you got me, man.
No, that was Mike talking.
That was Mike.
That was Mike, the classy one.
That was Mike.
That was the classy partner talking.
Mm-hmm.
Sir.
So, Jim Nance has a $4 million house.
Mansion.
How did you find that out?
Well, like, I know Mike's a big golf enthusiast. It's in one of the golf
magazines. Classy sport, of course I am.
I think it's in Golf Week. It comes to me every week.
All right, so what is it you would like us to say to Nancy?
How would you broach the subject?
I don't know. You guys are great when you talk to him. I love it when you talk to him.
How about this? How about we say, hey, Jim, there was this kid, you know, we don't know if he was a child of thalidomide or
crack mom.
Or maybe had a crack baby. It was a crack baby. Mm-hmm. But this retarded guy called something about your house, and man, we think you better get a temporary restraining order because this guy is like after you, dude.
Yeah, I wish. I live in Baltimore, so.
Oh, I see.
Oh, you could stalk Jim Nance from Baltimore.
No, I don't think so. No.
You having a good time up there in Sacramento East?
No. We're not Sacramento.
I didn't say you were. I said you were Sacramento East.
Hey, you might be right.
More like Berlin.
So that bulletin was that Jim Nance has a new house.
All right, well, I'm sorry I stopped your show, but...
Yeah, don't worry about it, sir. We're only using you as an example here. I can't tell you, and for everyone listening to the show right now, the next time you're in your car and you hear us just unloading on some tool, relentlessly unloading on some tool, and you think to yourselves, God, these guys are just horses' asses.
Remember,
these guys cannot respect their own dicks. Why don't you look at this guy and say, this radio show again?
Bye.
Never!
Bye-bye.
Never! Never! You dumb ass! Right. You stupid piece of Barbaro!
You're a little hard on the beef.
I think he's gone.
You dumb piece of horse poop! You idiot! You idiot!
You idiot! Is that Ren and Stimpy?
Mm-hmm. Stifle!
Catchphrases. And then, of course, my role, if you've been following the theme of today's show, is to tell him, live long and prosper.
He has a $4 million house. Is that your final answer?
That's phrases.
He has a $4 million house. Well, the tribe has spoken. Jim Nance has a $4 million mansion. Baby, you're the greatest. Please.
And then I would say good night and good luck.
Because Mike's the classy one.
In class,
everyone.
There's no crystal meth in my backpack.
You see, sometimes, friends, you get someone like that, and really we should have just saved everyone's time and slapped that guy around like a dead fish and thrown him off over the side and let him just be chum for other listeners.
Yes.
But no, we tried. We tried to help him out.
We did, and it just didn't go anywhere, and then we had to make an example. And that happens every now and then.
And the thing is, we didn't even really make an example of him, because I'm sure he feels good about himself.
No, I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I think at the very end there...
I don't think he got it.
I think, well, when they just hit the eject button without saying anything, they're fleeing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a flight instinct that they have.
All right. What?
Shut up.
Bad.
When we come back, it'll be one of two things. It will either be the aforementioned $4 million mansion-owning Nancy.
Oh, man, Lady Luck.
Or it's going to be a guy that we've discovered who has a brand-new reality show coming out. And I know reality shows are so friggin' burned, and everybody's tired as hell of them. This guy does have maybe the last great idea left.
Hmm.
Thank you, Robbie. The name of the show is called Virgin Territory.
Ah, well...
He's going to get a guy in a room with a bunch of guys in a room with a bunch of hot, horny virgins. Or is it the guys that are hot,
guys
horny
are,
virgins?
The girls. Guys are virgins.
Oh, so he's getting them in a room with a bunch of experienced ladies?
Yes.
The guys are in... The guys... Hold on, now I remember it. The guys are virgins.
Ah.
He surrounds them in a house with hot women who want to do nothing but bone them. The guy who lasts the longest... is the winner in the house.
Well, that's interesting. Without succumbing to the
guy that doesn't
the charms,
have
the favors of the ladies?
And if you're wondering about this guy's resume...
Is it going to be on the web or is it going to be on a TV show?
He's trying to shop at the cable TV.
Okay.
And he, incidentally, is the man who brought us the Paris Hilton video.
Yes.
That's his resume.
All right. I can relate to him because he's got my kind of class.
That's his idea for a TV show
virgin territory. So we'll talk to him in a second.
No sex with others, no sex with yourself.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you prove that?
There's a lot of cameras.
It's like a Big Brother thing. It's houses cameras everywhere.
Well, what do you mean no sex with others?
I mean, it's not just losing your virginity.
You can't even get your jerk on.
So, I mean, so it's the guys that really, that just avoid temptation.
Exactly.
Right.
But how do you prove when they enter the contest, when they enter the house, that they come in as virgins? How do you know that with a guy? The seal.
Right. The seal. There's no hole in it.
Oh, okay. Do you know, like, when you open up, you know when you go, you get an aspirin?
Uh-huh.
And you take off that protective seal? It's the right. same thing with your thing.
The guy has a cotton ball in the hole of his thing.
That's how you know.
Ah,
that is how you know. You've just destroyed the concept of his reality show.
I didn't mean to, but somebody had to ask that.
I bet there are a lot of guys that would lie.
Of course they would. I would imagine that he would just pick the guys that look like virgins.
Well, and right. also it is a competition that really isn't even related to the virgin. I mean, it really isn't. The fact is, they have to hold out while they're in the house, right?
Right.
That's the whole idea. So the game really, it's a nice name for it, but they don't have to be virgins.
What's the whole come on with the guy? Virgins wanted, no experience necessary, must be a male virgin between 18 and 34.
Hmm.
You get a guy like Super Dave.
Right.
Are you kidding? Is Super Dave a virgin?
I think we asked him and he said no.
Well, you know what his catchphrase would be if he ended that show?
What's that?
Sorry I let you down. It'd be half an hour into the show. I'm real sorry she was pretty.
he'd be the first to touch himself, wouldn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He'd be like you, too, because he'd hit the wall.
I hit the wall just like Don.
We'll talk to this guy when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There's this huge space between us, and it just keeps filling up with everything that we don't say to each other. What is that called?
Marriage.
The Don and Mike Show.
Enthusiastic and reverent. Don and Mike.
Right. All right, we got a flaw here. We got Nancy coming up in a second from South Beach. Another one now from the upcoming TV and web show Virgin Territory. Here is Kevin Blatt. Hello, Kevin.
How you guys doing today?
How you doing, dude?
I'm doing all right.
Let me see. We've talked about your game show, Virgin Territory. Mike was just explaining the rules to me.
Yeah, I was going over the press release here, and the thing that stopped both of us was that at the very top, maybe we're not medical doctors, but you say you have 10 medically verified
virgins,
and they're all guys, and, I'm just curious how you verify that.
We get the concept that it's virgins in a house.
It's an elimination game.
With hot girls, and the last guy that's left gets to bang all the girls.
Or bang one great porn star, right?
Is that the rule? Is that how...
Something like that. Pretty much, you guys got the gist. Obviously, you can't medically certify a male virgin.
Ah. But I like that you put it in your press release.
Okay.
Well, we're going to do lie detector tests and whatnot.
Oh, my.
Rules are rules.
Yes, they are. You are
a stand-up guy.
You're a fair man. Firm, but
they
fair.
Might say I got class, but that's a stand-up move.
You know what that is? Yeah. That is maintaining the standards of this show,
everybody.
Even with guests.
Right. I'm sorry if a dumbass caller said whatnot.
Now, would that spill over to a major celebrity? Probably not. But I think we have to. You may have set a new precedent today.
Here's the thing. I was watching... God, did Peyton Manning say whatnot the other day during his press conference?
He may have, and he may be allowed.
Right.
Because he's Peyton Manning.
Well, see, the thing is, at this point, it's purely fiction.
Right.
If we had Peyton Manning on the show, wouldn't mean we had a real show.
Right.
Okay.
So we're pretending here.
So, yeah.
Too funny.
We're going to pretend that we had Peyton Manning on the show.
But technically, didn't we get our number one question answered anyway?
Yes.
We were asking the question about medically verified virgins, and you heard what he said. You really can't do that.
You want to dive on the line?
There is no seal.
All right, let's bring him back.
Hi, Kevin.
Kevin, what happened?
I was going to say, that was the fastest interview I've ever done.
Sir, what happened is, we're glad to promote Virgin Territory.
Right.
But you should know that we have a rule on this show, an unspoken rule. There is a word in our culture, and please don't take offense at this, that makes you appear to be just as dumb as a box of rocks. If you don't take anything else from this brief radio interview,
yes.
please never say whatnot again.
It's our little rule, and we actually, not only do we apply it to callers of the program, but all interview subjects as well, and that's why the alarm went off as soon as you said whatnot.
Oh, I'm not a Washingtonian, so I didn't know that.
Well, it has nothing to do with it.
Really not a Washington rule. You know, it's we're all over the country, too.
Did anybody explain that to you?
Did our people tell you that?
I got the buzzwords and the other words I couldn't mention.
Ah, oh, yes. The naughty words, you mean?
Yes, like the undry dream and touching yourself.
the undry dream.
So, rather than talk about virgin territory, and do you have a website for this we can plug?
Sure, it's virginterritorytheshow.com.
All right, so you're looking for virgin guys.
Have you got your guys lined up yet?
You wouldn't believe how many emails I'm getting in droves. The stories, it's all been a riot.
Let's talk more about your use of the word whatnot.
I didn't say it again, did I?
No, you didn't say it again. No.
We're just trying to help you in future reference. I mean, it is a word that has permeated our pop culture, and really it screams white trash, even though black folk use it.
White folk use it. Senators use it. Yeah. Governors use it. It's used. I mean, everybody uses it.
I saw Bono being interviewed about, don't they have some song after charity now about...
And Bono used whatnot.
Yes. Oh, I know what it was.
Wow.
Have you seen the video where they've got, like, all the dead rock stars? I mean, Elvis is in this video, and you see it on YouTube, the new YouTube video.
Okay.
I saw a little bio, and Bono said, well, once we got Elvis and Sinatra and whatnot, it was easy to get the rest.
That ruins it.
Bono! Whatnot!
How long have we been crusading against that?
Long before it became a popular word.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Yeah, we're thinking, Kevin, that we can do some good here.
Hey, I'm all for it.
That's a good thing. Would you be all for it enough so as, like, anybody said it on your show, you'd throw them off the air?
I need not to be so picky with this, because finding virgins is an arduous task to begin with.
Are you having any luck getting Jenna Jameson or Paris Hilton to be on the show?
You know, we've got some calls into them. I'm also working on some bigger celebrities right now that I think would be even more colossal.
And whoever we're talking about here to be the last girl standing or sitting, whatever it is that, for instance, would it be your dream to have Paris Hilton be the girl that bangs the virgin in your virginal house?
That wouldn't be my dream, but
why not?
Just so you guys, I have some familiarity with Paris, and I can tell you after seeing her in just about every position known to man, I don't really find her that appealing.
I forgot about that. Yeah, what did you have to do with the Paris Hilton video?
Yeah, since you're the originator of the Paris Hilton video, how did that work?
Do you remember that green-tinged X-ray vision tape?
We sure do.
Was leaked on the internet.
Got it.
That would be me.
You're the leaker.
I wasn't so much the leak as much as Entertainment Tonight and Us Weekly, but that's where I sent the two clips.
So did the guy that was in it gave it to you, right? Or got it to you, or you acquired it? I mean, how did that come about?
Well, that's a whole long story that legally I can't really delve into, but it was given to me by a roommate of Rick Solomon. It was later deemed
that he
was not the rightful owner, nor was he the copyright holder of the tape.
Right. Kevin, I appreciate the fact that you said that Paris Hilton is a skank because you've seen her close up, and I imagine you've smelled that vagina as well. But for the average guy, for the average lunch pail guy like us, hey, if I was in a game show and the end was I'd get to make it with Paris Hilton.
Well, if you had a choice between Paris Hilton and Jenna Jameson, who would you go with?
I'd go with Paris Hilton because...
I probably would.
Jenna Jameson had, like, how many guys?
Thousands.
A little soiled.
Hundreds of thousands.
How many thousands?
Not really, though. I mean, Jenna's been only really working with her husband for the past 4 or 5 years. I mean, prior to that, she really wasn't Houston or somebody who did, like, 500, 600 guys.
Oh, really? She has? I mean, she's worked with her husband exclusively?
Do you think...
Yeah, Jennifer, more or less, is really into girls.
Kevin, you know both of those ladies. Who do you think's been with more in their real life?
Hands down, Paris Hilton.
Oh! Excellent.
I like that.
Good answer. I do like that. So the way this game works is that one guy is left out of these 10 virgins because he passes the little reality tests. And
yeah.
I was just going to throw in a WH, but and at the very end, that's his prize. Does he get any cash prize besides the fact that he gets to lose his virginity?
Yeah, we're talking to some sponsors right now about some, you know, cash and giveaways and trips and what. And
oh, you caught yourself. Way to go, Kevin.
Good job.
You caught yourself.
Mike. That's like a toe on the line.
Wow.
If he hadn't had the violation,
it's strict.
The official went under the hood.
I know.
I'm sorry.
You're right.
Look at the replay.
And you gave him, you know, the judges gave him that first warning and actually brought him back because he was a guest. That would not be the same kind of courtesy afforded to callers.
No.
Call him back now and tell him thank you for his time, but we couldn't get past the whatnot.
Yes.
His website is whatever the hell he said it was.
VirginTerritory.com.
Thank you. Seems like a nice guy.
No, very nice. That didn't work. Very nice guy for a guy that, you know, does that.
Ask him how Paris's beaver is.
But how would he know?
He took the movie.
I know. No, he got the movie.
Oh, but I don't think
he's been there.
No.
Didn't he indicate he's seen it up close?
Just on video, I think.
Okay. I think he...
He's arguing the call.
Ask him.
He's arguing the call?
Ask him if he's seen Paris's beaver in person.
Have you seen Paris's beaver in person? He has not.
Tell him we part as friends then.
In that case, we part as friends.
And tell him that whatnot thing was really like having your one foot in, one foot out.
It was on the line.
It's a sports analogy, boy.
I'm sorry, we can file a complaint with the league tomorrow.
Tell him in college football that would have been a catch, but in the pros.
College football, that would have been a catch.
Can't do it.
We appreciate
your
time.
Okay.
Weirdest interview he's had all day.
Kevin Blatt.
Blatt.
With the TV show Virgin Territory.
Blatt. That's a last name that's something you'd see in a Batman show. It's pretty.
He's a good guy, and we will have his information on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
And this does have potential to maybe be on one of the adult cable channels.
Yeah, I think what he was saying off the air to John was that they're shopping at, I think, maybe to Playboy.
Playboy.
Oh, yeah. Playboy, and also to the Hot Network.
And Logo.
And speaking of Hot, is that Hot stuff on the phone?
I believe so.
Baby. Yeah, when we come back.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a $4 million mansion.
And she's working on her tan in Miami.
She's down in South Beach. Doing crunches, doing Pilates.
Right.
We'll talk to Nancy when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Play this right now for Nancy.
I would say the first year, I doubt there will be a letdown, really, because I really think there's going to be a great deal of pride in the National Football League champion. There's going to be a great deal of pride in the American Football League champion.
Champion.
Lombardi. Miami.
They try to help you, so go to hell. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Joining us now from beautiful South Beach in Miami, where she will be calling the Super Bowl this weekend. Here is our good friend, Jim Nance. Hey, Nancy.
Hey, guys.
Nancy
from beautiful Miami. How are you, Jim?
I am just pulling into the stadium. I just got wanded.
Wow.
Jim, I'm sure.
Yes.
I'm sure in your limousine you were tuned to AM 640. Man Talk, WMAN, our station down in Miami. Finally, you're in a city where we can actually be broadcast and heard on the radio.
And yeah, now you can hear what we say about you when you get off the air.
Yes, I will be going right to our radio to find out exactly. Do you think that hasn't been lost on me? Do you think my Melissa hasn't been recording you guys? I hear those little Nancy references.
Nancy.
And yet I still come back for more.
You do, and we appreciate it.
Do you know this? Girlfriend, do you know that we had a guy call the show about an hour ago, and he totally stopped the show telling us that you bought a $4 million fixer-upper somewhere, and we said to the guy, what the hell are we supposed to do with that knowledge?
Yeah, I mean, he just stopped us. We had no idea. I mean, we don't, pay attention to that kind of stuff.
Did you buy a fancy house recently and have a picture of it in a magazine or something?
And you saw this where?
Golf. He said it was one of the golf publications that you had bought. Did he say Charleston? Near Charleston? Did you you pick up yourself a little lovely golf pad near Charleston?
No, it had nothing to do with golf. I picked up a little ski residence up in Deer Valley, Utah.
That was a totally different part of the country.
Our idiot.
Yes, it was in the Wall Street Journal, which between the two of you don't read it. It was
every day, Jim.
One of those things that you didn't ask for somebody to report it.
Right.
Do not, Jimmy.
They posted the number in there.
Yeah.
It's this beautiful new 5-star St. Regis property that is going to be part hotel and part residence, and I have a residence there.
Well, you know what? Nobody works harder than you. You deserve whatever you get, the fruits of your labor.
Right.
But, Nancy,
well,
that's...
You're nice. Hopefully my family can enjoy it a lot. We can share it with friends and family, and get, you know, when we're on the West Coast, use that as another base. That's what I hope for.
And, you know, since you're saying it's in a ski area, I suddenly pictured Don and myself in those Dumb and Dumber tuxedos coming out and banging on the door out in the...
That's with your tongue getting stuck to the chairlift. Remember that?
Yeah, that was fantastic.
If there are any two guys who I think are capable of pulling off the reality series Dumb and Dumber, I am talking to them now.
Nancy, I was watching the Tiger Woods show last week. And at one point, was it right at the beginning of the Buick golf tournament last week, they were asking you about the Masters, and you said it just like you did on our show. You said, and I do like to say,
a tradition like no other.
The Masters.
Well, that's close. A tradition unlike any other, not no other.
I thought it was... I thought it was a tradition like no other.
No. Grammatically, that wouldn't even be correct anyway. I don't deal in double negatives.
a tradition unlike any other.
A tradition unlike any other, the Masters on CBS.
There it is.
And the reason I bring that up is when I was watching the Tiger Woods show last week, I hope you don't mind me calling that, because that's really what it is.
Well, that's what it is right now.
It is what it is. Yeah, absolutely. The guy's awesome.
Jim's out of his mind. He's having to be that composed golf way.
Right.
Where inside, it's like he's going... I'm Jim Nantz, and I'm calling golf, and next weekend I'm calling the Super Bowl, and I'm calling the Final Four, and I'm calling the Masters, and it's a tradition like no other, except on the air you got to sound like this.
It's
a very exciting time at CBS.
That's close. No, but anyway, you know, hey, it was pretty neat. It was pretty neat going from the AFC Championship game, which was, I don't know, maybe it's hyperbole, but has there been a better game in the last 10 years?
No, absolutely not.
I mean, from the game of the game of the new millennium, let's call it that, to go watch Tiger out on the West Coast and then drop back down here to Miami.
Wow, incredible.
I mean, it's fun. It's fun to mixing up your pitches a little bit.
Did you give your tie to a kid after the broadcast?
You know, I did. I did at Indianapolis, and I did not. I did not at San Diego because I'm on the road for like 33 days in a row and I need all my ties. I'm going to recirculate, okay? A little secret for you.
No Nancy, problem. Here's a real Super Bowl question for you. The Bears have that huge national following. The Colts play in Indianapolis, for goodness sakes. What's the ratio of Bears fans to Colts fans down in Miami now?
Well, you see, the Colts, though, transcend the Indianapolis market, which is, I think, the 13th largest market in the country. So don't make it sound like it's a little farm community. I mean, it's a great city.
No, but Jim, it's not just about the heritage of the Bears and how many people still go Dub Bears. You know, that was 20 years ago.
True, but how many people? Who is the face of the National Football League?
Peyton Manning.
Of course. I mean, he's on. You can't turn on a game without every other commercial.
I disagree. It's Michael Vick.
It's Peyton, and he has a huge following, and the Colts are a national team, and you know, if they win this game, I think that they are the latest version of what we all love to call America's team. If they win the game,
didn't I just hear a story that Peyton Manning got stopped going through the airport in Miami with a funny water bottle?
No, I don't.
That would be a news story.
I know. Isn't that the funniest thing? Hey, Jimmy, he is a straight shooter. Peyton Manning is, and I'm sure you've seen those pictures of Grossman. Was it during the season during the bye week that he was at some party? Not doing anything crazy. He was at a bar somewhere and had his picture taken, and he really looked like he'd had a couple of beers,
right?
And was hanging out with a bunch of Bears fans. And I was reading something this week where they said, yeah, these are the two guys. This guy who's going to be in his room studying and drinking milk, and this guy who's going to be out exploring South Beach. What do you think the odds are that, screw Rex Grossman, that anybody gets into trouble at this Super Bowl? Not a chance, right? They're locked down.
Hey, I wouldn't say that. You know, particularly it seems like in Miami with Stanley Wilson years ago of the Bengals are running back, and, you know, he just caved into the pressure on the eve of the game, drugs, the whole thing. And then, of course, you had another Miami deal down here with Eugene Robinson.
6, 7, 8 years ago. So who knows? I don't know. Once you guys get to town here, the odds increase.
Now, that's right, Jimmy. Not only will we do lots of drugs with you when we get there, but here's the real question we have. Are we going out Friday night?
Oh, boy.
We're looking forward to it.
Are we going out? Are
you? We're looking forward to picking you up at the hotel and taking you to your favorite restaurant.
Where do you want to go?
Well, that Joe's... That Joe's Crab House.
Joe's Stone.
No. It's not Joe's Crab House. That's a different deal. It's Joe's Stone Crab.
Joe's Stone Crab.
That will be too crowded. I was thinking I heard Emerald.
Hey, listen, that's not a problem for me.
Emerald?
I'm grateful for that, but I've been going to that place for enough years.
Can you get us in Friday night?
Well, if I'm with you, yes.
Emerald has a great restaurant, I believe, in the Lowe's Resort down in Miami that we could meet there for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We could go to Shula Steakhouse.
Right.
We could go somewhere on Ocean Avenue.
Ocean Boulevard. Yeah.
Excuse me, Ocean Boulevard.
Yeah.
Up to you, Jimmy.
Well, let me think this. This is the hardest decision of the week. So,
listen, Jimmy, you can
be special.
You can sleep on it.
Nancy, just spare our feelings. Here's what we need to know: will you or will you not break bread with us Friday night? And if you're busy, just tell us. Yeah,
because we can handle it. We're big boys.
I am having family come in.
Okay.
Will you give me a little bit of a break? I mean,
we'll give you more than that.
A 33-day road trip.
We'll give you more than that.
No, I want to tell you something. Okay. We've been talking all about right. this all day. You son of a bitch. You let us down in Houston, and now we're coming all the way to Miami, and you won't have dinner with us. Forget you, Jim.
He won't do it.
Hey, Jimmy.
What's wrong with breakfast or lunch?
How about lunch on Friday?
I can do it.
Oh, you're bad. No, Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy. The company's not letting us go down.
We're not even going to be in Miami.
You're not going to be down
there? No.
But Jimmy, hey, guess what? We are going to go to the Final Four this year, though.
There you go.
I was ready to have a lunch unlike any other.
Oh, you liar.
How about the Final Four? We do a lunch unlike any other.
I like it if we can't do a dinner unlike any.
Very good. Okay. Yeah,
well, Nancy, we know you got to go. Have a great call of the game. Don't be nervous. Don't let your underpants go on the crack of your behind just because 800 billion people around the world are going to be listening to your dulcet tones on Sunday.
I don't even think about it. I'm going to watch a game with Phil Simms, my buddy, one of my great friends. We're just going to sit and watch a football game together. Mm-hmm. The fact that you guys might eavesdrop in on our conversation, I don't care.
You're the man.
I do know that as far as that, I'm only worried my father's hearing what I'm saying. If he's listening, I'm happy, and it's going to be fun. I'm on my way, by the way. I'm at the stadium right now to go shoot a little show with Daisy Fuentes.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Hello.
Sweet.
Yeah, hello. What?
Fantastic.
We've got a primetime special Saturday night, baby. You're not going to pump it up for me, huh?
All right, very good.
What time?
It's the Super Bowl's greatest commercials. It's Saturday night at 9 on America's number one network.
You called it.
The hardest working man in show business.
Rob called it. Goddamn, Jim Nance, really, we don't have a closer friend in TV than you.
That's an honor to hear that.
No, I lied. James Brown is a much closer friend than you.
I can understand that.
But, Nancy, you're a great guy. Thanks, as always, for your time leading up to the game. Have a great call, and let's get together after the game. I mean, at least on the telephone.
All right, guys.
Okay.
Thanks for a conversation. Unlike any other. Okay.
Good luck, Jim. Thank you.
Guys.
Have a great day.
Love you guys.
I love you too. I can't really just say I love you too.
I love you, but you know, you're great at stringing it out. I don't say that to you very often. It makes me uncomfortable. That is just stringing it out all the way.
Mm-hmm.
All the way. Hey, how about lunch?
I got family.
Hey, but we finally got it. I got family coming in.
Yeah.
And that's the way it'll be at the Final Four too.
I know.
I've got a long lost cousin, guys. I wouldn't be caught dead with you.
We're going to probably end up with, who was the short guy that we had a good time with?
Jim Gray.
Jim Gray.
Boxing guy. That should be our goal, is to find another friend. When we go, are we going to the Final Four?
Yeah.
I didn't know that we were going to the Final Four. Where's the Final Four going to be?
I don't know. Somewhere crappy. Like
is it crappy?
Well, somewhere like San Antonio or something
San
like
Antonio
that.
San Antonio's not crappy. I'd like to go to San Antonio, actually.
It's in Norfolk this year.
Does anybody know where it is?
Oh, it's in Sacramento, Mike.
Perfect.
It's in Sacramento in a Walmart parking lot. We'll figure it out. Thank you, Nancy. Hey, look at that. It's time for...
I love you, Don.
I believe he said that to both of us, Mike.
Did he say love you guys?
I think he said love you all.
Guys.
Time for Frank's News. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Caution. Retards in area. The Don and Mike Show.
He's lovely retards.
Time for Buzz's News. Brought to you by Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Wing Sauce. Frank's Red Hot Sauce wants to make it a halftime MVP of the big game. Go to Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Wing Sauce. Just use. Don't go there. Don't go there. They're not open now.
Don't go there, girlfriend.
Use Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Wing Sauce to create restaurant quality wing.
Yum, right. Yum, yum, yum.
Oh, Buzz.
Yes.
Just ahead of the news.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think we played all the tapes today. You heard Larry King say boring.
Boring.
All right, we got some Chris Hansen.
For good measure, he sends along this picture of his genitals.
All right, we got the guy from the new Chris Hansen show.
You're making me horny.
We heard the Barbaro stuff.
He sees Peter Alexander now on the horse no one will ever forget.
Right, we heard God Hates Fags.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new hit song. Oh, I know what we didn't hear. And it's timely, too, because American Idol is on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Paula Abdul has now come out, and we have a soundbite of Paula Abdul talking about all the soundbites last week and the week before,
good.
Where she was drunk or high and said that she was talking to one station while, in fact, she was talking to another station.
Right.
Here's the latest now from Paula Abdul.
Paula picked up the Nevada Ballet Theater's Woman of the Year Award. A nice change for Abdul, who was taking a lot of hits in the press for alleged public intoxication, like this memorable Idol moment.
The moth who finds the melon.
No, finds the cornflake.
Finds the cornflake, always finds the melon.
And I'm really happy that my coworker Simon Cowell messed up and said he started the rumors by the moth, the melon ball, and the wand.
Paula claims it's a game between judges. Each has to work in an inane phrase into their critique.
Guess who started the game? The most mature one, the grandfather, Simon. And everyone alludes to, what in the heck is she saying? She's not making sense. And Simon's like, I know. And
what? Why am I getting blamed?
I don't know. So, in essence, what
she sounds wasted there.
Yes, yes, she does.
Okay, off you go.
In essence, what she is saying is, she talks gobbledygook just for Simon.
Mm-hmm. For his benefit, his entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Just to make him happy.
The game. Right.
Well, I never hear him talking gobbledygook back to her.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm doing now is thinking of inane phrases that we can make up.
I'm Pat O'Brien, and I'm an alcoholic. Shut up.
There you go. Well, there's this history, this historical history of lockouts and assumptions about white males.
Who he?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The boozy teat doesn't always find the swizzle stick.
Was that Jesse Jackson?
Yeah, he's very excited.
We got some JJ in our tape machine today as well.
Very good. Historical history.
JJ. Well, all of that we'll just have to wait. Here now is Francis. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
The only thing we have to fear is everything all the time. The threat level for Super Bowl 41 has been raised to a level 1 national security event. That puts the Super Bowl on the same level as the President's State of the Union speech and the 2002 Olympics. The last time a Super Bowl was level 1 was also in 2002. The National Football League has just boosted its security budget to a record $6 million. That'll cover screening equipment, background checks, security experts, and 3,000 security personnel.
Time out, please.
Sure.
Is there more security this year than there was, for instance, the last 2 years when it was in Detroit? And in Jacksonville, is it because it's in Miami, or do we have credible threats, or is this
good question? Security has always been high at all the Super Bowls since 9/11, but higher this year, even though there's no specific threat, it's just considered a target, a big inviting target. And for some reason, this year, unlike any year since 2002, they've boosted it to a level 1 national security event.
I think they might not be telling us everything.
The Miami police are bringing in extra law enforcement personnel from around the state, and they'll all be backed up by the military.
You know, there's a good guy. If they could get hold of Horatio Kane, I think that might work out very well for them.
Yeah, Mike, his friends just called him H.
H, yeah, get H over there.
That's right. According to an official with the Miami-Dade Police Department, we have planned... We have planned for major casualty-type situations.
Wow.
We have envisioned every possibility imagined as far as potential threats.
I think the only major casualties would be the Chicago Bears' defense.
The major casualties will be the terrorists.
Thanks, Abe. My watch. One thing they're worried about, besides the obvious, is the celebration likely to follow the imminent death of Cuban dictator Fidel Castro. South Florida's full of people who've escaped his rule or know someone who has, or someone who needs to. Spontaneous parties are likely to break out all over Miami when the expected finally happens.
Man, I'd love to be down there for that.
Hold on a second. I just have to ask if anybody, what news did I see it on last? It was on a real news. Not like fake news like Fox.
What's it like?
Like CBS.
Uh-huh.
I was watching Katie Couric last night on the news, and... Boy, oh boy.
You were the only person watching Katie last night.
Was it a Castro thing?
No. I was thinking, I remember exactly what it was about Castro. I was thinking about what she wore last night. God, she's got some nice legs, even though they're way too muscly.
Wow, that's a change for you. You've always called her horse legs.
She's fixed her legs.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway. Was she doing a stand-up?
Yeah, no, she was sitting on a desk at the end of the news.
Really?
Crossing her legs, like, huh, see you tomorrow. Little Sharon Stone thing. they had a videotape of Castro wearing an old man jogging suit.
Right.
And I didn't get the gist of the story if this was new tape or old tape.
I think it's old tape.
And I think what they were saying is that it's propaganda that they're putting out on Cuban television to say, look how well he's doing.
And he looked like hell, right?
He looked like Junior Soprano trying to get around in a walker. And that's the best that they can come up with.
You know, when he does eventually kick the bucket, I think it's going to be one of those true communist state things where you're not going to find out until they orchestrate it just the way they want. They'll probably do it in the middle of the night. But as soon as word gets out, there'll be parties in Miami. One Miami official's proposed that the Orange Bowl Stadium be opened up to contain the celebrating rather than have it spread all over Miami where cops would have a hard time responding to trouble, especially during the Super Bowl. The official who proposed this has been criticized for it, but quoting him, it's not going to be a conga line, I promise.
You know, if it is in the great tradition of Castro, and his government at least, they would make the announcement right around the Super Bowl.
Right.
Just to screw with us.
Right.
To take all of the oomph out of it for
Absolutely.
Us. He says his Orange Bowl celebration proposal is not about dancing on Fidel's grave, but really it is.
And what if it was like, I mean, everybody remembers, at least most people in our generation remember, you heard John Lennon was shot from Howard Cosell.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I remember it was a Monday night game with the Patriots were playing, and out of nowhere, it was just like, it was a total non sequitur. Like, second down for the Patriots, John Lennon has been shot. What if you're watching the game, and it's, hey, guys,
Jim
guys, Jeff. Friends, Phil, I've just been handed some sad news from Cuba.
Sad news, but it'll be reacted to with mixed emotions, depending on your point of view.
I am sending his brother, Larry Castro, the tie that I'm wearing tonight, Phil, as I call this game with you.
Do you ever see that picture of Letterman when he does Raul?
Yes.
His brother, Raul.
That's what I was trying to think of,
Raul Letterman. I love that bit.
Hey, that college kid who phoned in an airline bomb threat so he wouldn't be late for school won't do that again. A 22-year-old student from Miami Beach phoned in the threat last summer.
Hey, you know something?
Oh, yeah.
No, what? I had a dream last night.
There he is. His intention was to delay a JetBlue flight out of California's Long Beach Airport. The flight was delayed a half hour while bomb-sniffing dogs combed the plane. For this, the student has been fined $1,000, ordered to do community service work, and confined to 6 months of home detention. His lawyer, who tried to get him off with just probation, says his client suffered a moment of, quote, gross stupidity. He says his client has learned his lesson.
A pretty good sentence, I think.
And would like to apologize to his fellow passengers.
That's a pretty nice deal for calling a bomb threat into a plane.
You know, but it's a weird thing in this country. You hear something like that, which is a pretty decent sentence.
Right.
And then you got the, you know, about Tank Johnson, the guy for the Bears.
Right.
I was watching something today about Media Day at the Super Bowl, and the guy, they were saying how well the guy was handling the pressure of answering these questions and what a good stand-up guy he was. Well, he had to get a judge to allow him to leave the state of Illinois to go to Miami to play in the game because, like, a month ago they found 10 guns and enough ammunition to blow up everybody in Baghdad.
Yeah, wow. That's incredible.
And what he said was, I saw Tank Johnson today, and whoever was interviewing him said, hey, Bobby, you got a chance to turn around your image here. Ray Lewis used this a long time ago to turn around the accusations against him. What do you have to say? 10 guns, all this ammunition?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the guy got tons of bling on and sunglasses.
Of course.
Now, he's in Miami.
That's helping the image.
But he's got the sunglasses. And he said,
I really think it's going to take a lot to beat Peyton Manning this week.
And just
ignored the question.
Blew by. And they even gave him the benefit of the doubt,
yeah,
saying his lawyers have probably told him not to say anything about it.
But he's still doing the tough guy thing.
Yeah, and it's weird because if he wasn't a football player,
mm-hmm,
there's no way you'd be allowed to leave the state.
No, absolutely
not. If you got 10 guns and all that ammo in your house,
mm-hmm,
it's the weird, like what you're saying, Mike, that was a good sentence,
right,
that kid got.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, you got a football player who's got a militia full of guns in his house, but because he's big and strong and plays for the Bears,
right,
we'll let him go down to Miami.
It's it's the NFL, too. I mean, it really is. I mean, the NFL kind of the last ones to protect a lot of these guys when they're doing this. I think it's eventually going to swing back the other way. Hopefully.
Sure. I'm sure. The California Highway Patrol is recommending...
That's why they call him Tank, incidentally.
Why do they call him Tank?
Because he's got so many guns.
Guns a-blazing.
He's got a tank full of guns.
Welcome to the gun show.
California Highway Patrol is recommending that pop singer Brandy face vehicular manslaughter charges. The CHP believes Brandy started the chain reaction.
She's a fine girl.
That killed a woman last month.
What a good wife she would be.
Mm-hmm. Now it's up to the DA to decide if Brandy should face that misdemeanor manslaughter charge.
Oh, and Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Good for up to a year in jail and a $1,000 fine. The CHP says Brandy Norwood was sober as a judge and didn't appear to have been on the phone.
Chips.
She says she just didn't see traffic come to a stop.
Makes me think of Eric Estrada. Makes me think of a great television show that got canceled.
Former, yes.
Yes, I'm still upset about that.
Armed and Famous.
They don't know what they're losing.
One more episode coming up on VH1, if you want to catch it.
All right.
They'll have to look for it.
Nice. Put it on VH1.
Idiots. Brandy says she just didn't see traffic come to a stop on the 405 near L.A. and slammed her Range Rover into a car. That car then hit the car in front of it, slid sideways across traffic into the concrete divider, then bounced back into traffic where it was hit by a fourth vehicle.
Oh, she just talked to Matthew Broderick.
You never let him forget that.
He knows all about that.
He started the club, actually.
He knows all about that. And you know the thing about Tank Johnson, to get back to that, you know that in the great city of Chicago, the second city, the city with broad shoulders, in the jails of Chicago, there have got to be hundreds of guys who are there on really bogus counts,
mm-hmm,
who get the book thrown at them, who got some cop or whatever. Look at them going, you're not getting out of here tonight, scumbag. You're a bad guy.
Right.
Stay there. You got this guy for the Bears.
Showing no remorse at all. Right.
I didn't notice any remorse.
Yeah.
And also I noticed that all the reporters were like really afraid to ask him the hard questions.
Oh, sure.
Well, it's because it's media day.
Got guns.
Suck up.
No, but it's like it's exactly what Buzz just said.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that the guy's not armed.
Yeah, no, he's just...
I'm guessing he had to go through a metal detector, mm-hmm, to get to the Super Bowl.
Mr. Johnson, do you have any words for Miami?
Miami? I can kiss my ass.
The government calls Starlet Jones, and with that, the former co-host of The View took the stand. That's our story when we continue. There she is.
Is that her name, Starlet?
Her real name, Starlet.
Starlet. Frankly, Starlet. I don't give a crap.
Boo!
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Consummate unprofessional.
Right.
Don and Mike.
So Friday, that's our big Super Bowl is gay party.
Oh, yeah.
Friday, absinthe, baby.
Oh, watch out.
All show, all absinthe. All Super Bowl Friday.
It's our Super Bowl show.
And we are still looking for that elusive video of a woman getting it on with a horse.
Hello.
No kidding. Hold on. Yanni, we got it?
I got a couple in the email. I've been afraid to open.
Sure. Well, open them up and find out if they're what we need.
But our pretty little eyes don't see it until Friday.
And it's got to be a clean copy, please.
Clean copy.
Right.
Like that exists.
Would it be better if it was Barbara?
What a horrible thing to say.
Anyway, that's Friday, Big Absinthe Show. Big Horse Video Show.
Right?
Oh, baby.
And now here is Frank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Former View co-host Star Jones also used to work in a district attorney's office. And yesterday she was called to the witness stand to talk about an interview she'd recorded with a witness in a federal murder and racketeering case. To quote the New York Post, Jones, dressed smartly in a black pantsuit, was not asked any questions about her TV career.
Baby, baby, baby.
I didn't even know it was her, said a spectator in the courtroom. She's lost so much weight. Howdy, starlet.
You're right, Robbie. She's an itchy eyewitness.
Did you ever think you'd hear the words, Miss USA is out of rehab? Well, she is. Tara Conner finished her 31 days yesterday, and she tells People magazine she's, quote, a completely different person.
Tara Conner.
Hey, I saw her on the Today Show. They were teasing the fact that they're going to be interviewing her later this week.
Oh.
She was a piece of ass before she went to rehab.
For sure.
They got her all fixed up now, and boy, she looks good.
Wow. Yeah.
And you know she's got that naughtiness inside of her.
Mm-hmm. She's the
deep inside.
Beauty queen pardoned, of course, by Donald Trump after drinking, kissing girls, simulating oral, and flashing her breasts for a camera.
I was thinking that I have a feeling she may be a lesbian.
This, too, is fairly new territory for a beauty queen. The Donald was expected to fire Tara. Instead, he forgave her, setting off the feud with Rosie O'Donnell.
I forgive you if you'll come to my room when Melania is out of town.
As for Tara Conner, none of this will hurt her career. In fact, these days it helps. Ask Paris Hilton or Britney Spears.
Tara, I'm ready for you to show me your generosity for me absolving you of any responsibility in your difficulties. Melania is down at Saks Fifth Avenue. I was wondering if you could come up to the tower.
Of course.
Thank you.
Oh, and speaking of rehab, turns out that Grey's Anatomy guy sent away for his anti-gay slur is not just getting diversity and sensitivity training. Word is he's mostly getting anger management lessons, which, according to fellow actors, is Isaiah Washington's real problem. He's apparently punched more than one coworker in his career.
Thank you, Buzz. Hey, Dynamite Show time. Dynamite not here tonight. My name is Al Qaeda. How you doing, everybody? 18 before the hour. Buzz was just talking about Grey's Anatomy and right. Gays. Here you go.
Kill me straight, just fight temptation. Lord, lead me to your salvation.
Most requested song today on the At Work Network. Don't forget, I'm going to be giving away a Blimpy sub a little later, bit. A little later in the show.
Lord, you are my strength.
What everyone's calling for.
Your love.
Little thing kind of sounds like John Mayer to me.
They like the hook.
Number's called God Hates Fags.
Lord, help them hear me and make clear my voice.
Everyone can agree. Yeah. Even the boss.
It's nothing but a joke.
Oh, God. Wow. Wow. Oh, my God.
Hey, Mike, what's the oldest rule in radio?
Yes.
A hit is a hit is a hit is a hit.
Christian rock at its finest.
That is a hit record.
While we're on the subject, former NSYNCer Lance Bass has broken up with his boyfriend, that guy from TV's Amazing Race. Bass has split with, what is it, Ryken Lemkul in favor of the guy who plays Sean Douglas Brady on Days of Our Lives.
Oh,
well,
trading up. We'll notify you if anything changes.
Mm-hmm.
California, of course, is where you find the toughest and perhaps the strangest anti-smoking laws in the country. In the San Francisco suburb of Belmont,
oh dear,
the city council has proposed banning smoking in apartments, duplexes, and some condos, any and all multi-family dwellings. Forget the privacy of your own home unless you live in a house, a single-family dwelling. In fact, in the yards of those homes would be the only outdoor places you could smoke in Belmont.
You know, here's the thing. If you get married
right.
or you live with a chick,
right.
at some point, if you're like me and you enjoy cigars,
mm-hmm.
okay, how about they cut down, I believe I'm down to like only three cigars a day.
Pretty good.
That's really not that bad.
Only three.
But still five brushings.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
he didn't tell you. They're 11 feet long.
But the deal is, there are a lot of guys who don't have it as easy as I do. The guys who like cigars, and what their wife or chick says to them is, if you want to smoke, go in the garage.
Right.
And it's always like 10 degrees in the garage. And then for them, the bastion after that, the last bastion would be my deck, my backyard.
Right.
The last place where I could smoke.
Mm-hmm.
This country is so effed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you... So it's okay to do H in your house. I mean, it's not okay. You'll get arrested if you do heroin.
It's illegal. But
on one hand...
Or bring a horse in there.
You can't smell it. Well, the horse, they might.
You can do that. It'd be perfectly fine. Whatever goes on in the privacy of your own room is
okay with me.
This is just screwed up. You can't smoke.
Well, eventually,
in your own house.
Eventually, it's going to be everywhere.
Yeah,
it's just going to be. I think it's going to be.
No, that's
this is the last state that it's going to be. It's going to be. Well, Virginia is the last state it'll be eliminated in. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be everywhere.
Well, a lot of people hate the idea. Some have emailed threats to City Hall. A website put the sponsoring councilwoman's picture next to a photo of Hitler's SS chief Heinrich Himmler. Police are now investigating the threats. One anti-smoking crusader.
Don't applaud for him.
I'm not going to. One Himmler was the guy on the right.
Depending on where you were standing, right, Rob? One anti-smoking crusader says this idea would have
seen... Rob was in the picture.
Right, exactly. Listen, that's my point.
If you want to screw yourself up, if you want to kill yourself by smoke, by bottle, by whatever it is your God-given right as an American to do it.
One anti-smoking crusader says this idea...
Am I right or am I wrong, Mike?
I'm sorry, I just got a little verklempt.
Yeah, I know, you know why?
I like it when you preach like that.
You know what you're choking up up there? Mm-hmm. It's a little red, white, and blue.
All I know is that Himmler didn't smoke. Not my man Himmler.
Unless you got him real mad.
Put that in your cap and call it macaroni.
One crusader says this idea would have seemed crazy 20 years ago. Now she says it's actually gaining acceptance.
You should end all of your patriotic speeches with that.
I agree.
Put a something in his hat and called it macaroni.
And, of course, that reminds me of one of the best jokes we ever heard. Helen Keller went to town riding on a pony, put a feather in her cap and called it...
Some ideas...
She's hot.
Oh, baby.
Keller's hot.
Some ideas...
Hey, how about a video of Helen Keller getting her on with a horse?
Hello.
That would make a Super Bowl party.
Give me another absinthe.
And I got... Hey, you want to know something else, authorities?
Yeah, sure.
Guess what? We smoke in our building.
Oh,
scary.
Now you've done it.
We smoke in the building. Mm-hmm. We smoke in our workplace.
That's not right.
Some ideas are slow to take hold, like the smoking rule, or for that matter, global warming. A new worldwide study by the Nielsen Company, same folks who do the TV ratings, shows that 13% of Americans have never even heard of global warming. It's no surprise to us, since many of us aren't even able to name the vice president. But it is surprising to the rest of the world, since the U.S. is the number one source of greenhouse gases that eat away at the atmosphere.
You know, Buzz, to get back, I'm sorry, I'm still thinking about that.
Smoking story, sure, sure.
Jesus H. Christ, it's okay if you're a football player to have 10 guns and ammunition in your house.
Right, if you've got the permit.
It's not okay if you're a football player if you take Sudafed, because it might show up in your blood system as a steroid.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And if you live in California, you can't smoke anymore in your own house.
Right.
Unless you play for a sports team.
Right.
Then I'm sure you could get an exemption to the rule.
Are we free?
Hmm? Soylent Green is people.
Put a feather in his cap.
And called it macaroni. That's what it is.
There you go. Of course, many
Jimmy
of us...
crack corn, and I don't care.
Speaking of melodies, a lot of us can't even remember the name of that song that stuck in our heads.
The Itsy Bitsy Spider.
There's a new website for this. It's called MeDoMe.com.
Whoa.
Go there, and you can sing, whistle, or hum a song into your computer's microphone. Even if you're out of tune, the website will figure out what you meant by comparing it to its library of over 2 million songs.
Two million.
Yeah. This is something we should do on the show tomorrow.
We should, and there's more reason to do that.
Why is that?
First, here's Jackie Chan.
Hey, Buzz.
Hi.
I really do think it's the toughest intro in the history of music.
It is. It's awesome.
He waits so long.
It's a hard one to hit.
Unforgettable.
Crazy Chinaman.
You don't have a Chinaman's chance of getting it right.
Now, on this website, MeDoMe.com, once your song's been identified, then you can, if you wish, download the song for 99 cents. People can also leave their karaoke on the website and listen to what other people have left on the website.
That sounds like fun.
You can go to hear other people's bad singing, if you like.
You know, to me, that's the effect of American Idol. Too much of that.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, just to be on a website and you can go through it really quickly, it might be fun.
In sports.
It might be unforgettable.
In sports, a herpes outbreak. I think I can just stop there, right?
A herpes outbreak has forced the Minnesota State High School League to suspend wrestling matches for 8 days.
I'm not wrestling him.
You're making me horny.
The league says that since a tournament in late December, the 10 teams have reported wrestlers with skin lesions involving the face, head, or neck.
Nasty.
At least 24 cases.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
There you go.
I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
At least 24 cases of herpes gladiatorium have
been
confirmed.
We're going to take a shower, both of us.
Gladiatorium? Is that like some sort of
wrestler
herpes? Yeah, apparently so. And 10 teams have it in Minnesota, so wrestling's off for
a while.
I
hated that sport in high school.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
On its website, the league said it was banning wrestling to prevent the transmission of infection during the upcoming state wrestling meet.
Excuse me, coach, I've got a sore on my gladiatorium.
Of course. And finally, on the 1st of May, we say hooray because outdoor humping starts that day. And now, in Italy, there's a park just for that. High property prices are forcing more young people there to live with their parents longer. The mayor who proposed the park wanted to address the problem, this lack of privacy. Quoting him, my idea was to create a place for those that want to spend intimate moments together without thinking whether someone would be shocked. A park just for sex. Save me a spot on the jungle gym. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Okay, Stud.
How you doing?
This is Jungle Gym, everybody.
Right.
We got to fly. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 Head.
Where you at, Head?
Call this feather macaroni.
Yeah. Stick it down your throat and make it throw up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.